You're listening to The David Knight Show. Using free speech to free minds. It's The David Knight Show.
It's Monday, November 18th, 2019. Friday afternoon, after this program ended, of course, it was in California as well. Things happen, mostly happen in California after this morning show. Because of time difference, we had another outrageous verdict come out at the end of the show on Friday. I gave you the verdict from the Roger Stone trial. A trial that was really rigged by the judge. It's a very common occurrence anymore that we don't really have a justice system. We don't have jurors who are informed. They are actually lied to and hoodwinked by the judges who manipulate the trials to make sure that they get the outcome that they desire politically. And we see over and over again that the only crime is to expose the crimes committed by Democrats or people who have political connections. And that is certainly what happened in California later in the day on Friday, a second case of an outrageous verdict in a trial. We had Planned Parenthood, that racketeer-influenced corrupt organization that was caught with undercover videos conspiring to traffic in baby parts of children that they would seek out and abort, and do it in a particular way so they could preserve the desired organs and negotiating the prices and talking about how they wanted a Lamborghini and so forth. Well, you had the jury in San Francisco in a trial that was run by a judge that was appointed by Obama. This particular judge had bundled hundreds of thousands of dollars in campaign contributions for Obama. He is an Obama-appointed judge in that area. And he was actually the founder of a Northern California Planned Parenthood abortion clinic. Now, you would think that that would be a conflict of interest, wouldn't you? When Planned Parenthood is suing the people who blew the whistle on their crimes, and they are crimes. Let's make no mistake about it. These are heinous crimes, whether or not our government ever does anything about it. God is the final judge. And these are heinous crimes. And if we cover up these crimes, if our government refuses to do anything about it, our government unfortunately becomes complicit in that as well. And will be judged, not by some Obama appointee, but by God himself. And so we look at this and they said, well, this is not really, this guy should not be deciding in favor of Planned Parenthood since he was a founder of an abortion clinic here in Northern California. And since he obviously is biased, and yes, he was biased, as a matter of fact, he informed the jury that the defendants were guilty because they had trespassed. Trespassed why? Because they had set up undercover videos representing the fact that they were going to buy body parts. And they were more than happy to talk to them about doing exactly that. That's exactly what you do with undercover videos. That's exactly what the FBI does all the time. The difference between what David Dalyden and the Center for Medical Progress did and what the FBI does is the FBI comes in and basically urges people to do something that they're not already doing. Planned Parenthood was already doing this, and David Dalyden testified that this was based, he began his investigation of more than 30 months because there was a ABC 2020 expose of Planned Parenthood Kansas abortionist who was selling fetal organs for profit. And there was there were congressional hearings in the year 2000 into illegal aborted baby body parts harvesting. So there was already plenty of evidence that this was happening in isolated cases. He wanted to see how widespread this was. He was not enticing people to do something that they weren't already doing. That's the difference between his undercover investigation and what the government typically does. We'll talk more about this. And, of course, we have this amazing interview done over the weekend by the Prince, Randy Andy. who apparently is suffering from PTSD, post-traumatic sweat disorder. His excuse was he went to a pizza party.
InfoWars Life has done it again with undoubtedly our biggest breakthrough yet. Super silver whitening toothpaste. This is proprietary. This is with the top lab in the country, and it is incredibly high quality. This is the best toothpaste you're going to find. It's called whitening toothpaste, but really it knocks out the bacteria, it recalcifies the teeth, it does so many things on so many fronts. These beautiful tubes of super silver toothpaste are available at an introductory price of 25% off out of the gates. It's as low as we can go, and they're going to sell out very, very quickly. Super silver whitening toothpaste is going to be a hit. I'm very, very proud of it. And I want to thank my father, a retired dentist, for spearheading this the last 2 years and developing it. It's 25% off out of the gates. That's as low as we can go because it's very, very expensive to produce. Get yours today at InfoWarsLife.com.
In a world of deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, The David Knight Show.
It's Monday, November the 18th, year of our Lord, 2019. I'm David Knight, your host, as I was saying at the top of the hour. Not only the Roger Stone rigged trial came out on Friday, but later in the day, after this program ended, that came at the very end of this program, after the program ended, we had another rigged trial deliver its verdict, and that was the one in California, where this criminal organization, Planned Parenthood, projects the fact that they themselves are the epitome of a racketeer-influenced corrupt organization. We call that the RICO laws. Remember that? That was supposed to come after the mafia. Instead, they used it to come after abortion protesters. And now they've gotten a multi-million dollar award against the people who exposed them trafficking in the sale of baby body parts after they murder the babies for profit. They can profit selling the baby parts. You see, in America, we no longer punish people who do evil. We don't punish the CIA for torturing. We send John Kiriakou to prison because he exposes the crime. You have psychiatrists who made millions of dollars teaching the CIA how to torture. You have Gina Haspel, who covered up the torture and deleted the videos. And she gets promoted by President Trump to become the head of the CIA. President Trump, unfortunately, always has believed wrongly that torture is an effective tactic. Even if it were true, it's illegal and even more importantly, immoral, President Trump. But it's not a tactic. It's not pragmatic to torture people. They will tell you anything that you want to hear. And in the case of Gina Haspel and her underlings, in the case that was exposed by John Kiriakou, for which he was sent to prison, what they told them was what they wanted to hear. They wanted to hear that there were weapons of mass destruction. And Gina Haspel and the CIA took that intelligence to various officials who were somewhat skeptical. There were some. And they said, okay, well, that's it. We're going to go into Iraq. And then they found out after that decision was made that the intelligence that they got was derived from torture. And they said, we've been had. It's a lie. Because they all know that you can get people to say anything if you torture them. Just stop it. What do you want? Sure, yeah, okay, fine. Just stop it, right? And it was torture. And so what we do is we come after the people who expose the information, like Julian Assange, for example, right? He tells us the truth about Hillary Clinton. Instead, she says, how did he get that information? Which is exactly what's going on now in the David Daleiden case. And I bring these all together to get people on both the left and the right to understand. Many people on the right want to kill Julian Assange because he told us the truth about the Pentagon and the CIA and Hillary Clinton. And many people on the left want to punish the people who exposed the racketeering of Planned Parenthood. But they're all the same. when you break the law, when you murder people, when you torture prisoners, or you torture innocent children that haven't been born by ripping them limb from limb, and you do it for whatever your reason, whether it is for money or for power, I don't care. You need to go to jail. Instead, the people who expose this go to jail in America. The people who expose it are killed, like Julian Assange. And so in this particular case, you have David Lyden and others. The jury says they must pay millions in damages to Planned Parenthood. Just put Parenthood in quotes. It's amazing to me that this organization that is based on stopping Parenthood would call itself Planned Parenthood. It's kind of like saying, well, we're going to destroy the rule of law and the Constitution in America. We'll call it the Patriot Act. That's what they always do, isn't it? A jury of nine men and one woman released the verdict on Friday afternoon. That's 10 people. What are the other two? This is San Francisco. Maybe they are other, gender, non-binary. I don't know. Usually have 12 people. They have 10 jurors? I don't know. A local San Francisco reporter, Helen Christofi, tweeted that the jury awarded Planned Parenthood a total of $870,000 in punitive damages and then breaks it down by individual defendants. Defense lawyer said this will be appealed. I don't know if any of you remember Randy Alcorn, a very popular Christian writer. He's written many books. He's written many fiction books. He's novels and so forth. Very popular writer. He's also written many Christian books. Wrote a very popular book about heaven. But Randy Alcorn had a church, and he basically was on the sidelines until he realized early days of the abortion issue. He finally realized what was at stake here, what was really happening. And because the media was lying to people for so long, we've all had that epiphany. Many of us, it took a while for us to see what was really going on. And so Randy Alcorn got involved in abortion protests. He didn't do anything physical or violent to anybody. But Planned Parenthood sued him under the RICO statute. And they got, I think it was $8 million. I'm just going from memory here. I think it was $8 million judgment they got against Randy Alcorn. A big one, because they knew that he could make a lot of money with the books that he wrote. Fiction books too, like one is Safely Home. And it's about Chinese Christians being persecuted in China. And it's a novel. Anyway, Randy Alcorn's response was to sever all ties with his church, to resign his position. He continued to write books, but he gave away all of the money for 20 years until the judgment expired. And he lived on $8 an hour salary or something like that. Basically what they allow you to, a subsistence, wage that you are allowed to keep to provide for your family and yourself. And he just gave away millions and millions of dollars because he said, I will not give 1 cent to Planned Parenthood to kill babies. And so they're at it again with the RICO statute and the law and the jury in San Francisco, because you've got a juror, as I mentioned at the top of the hour, a guy who is a bundler for Obama, raised hundreds of thousands of dollars for Obama. He gets a judgeship in San Francisco. Well, yeah, of course, that's the way it works, right? And then he was also somebody who founded a Planned Parenthood clinic in Northern California, and you would think that that would be a conflict of interest. And yes, you'd be right. It is a blatant conflict of interest. And yet, no matter how many times they tried to get this judge taken off, because the judge didn't have the integrity to remove himself, Judge Orrick, no integrity whatsoever. Every time they tried to get him removed, you would have some other criminal in the judicial system who would block it. You know, when I look at this justice system with a Roger Stone verdict, with this verdict in California, I'm reminded of Breaking Bad. At one point, I don't know, maybe it was Walter White, the main character. Somebody says to him, you need a criminal lawyer. And he goes, yeah, I got one. And he says, no. I mean a criminal lawyer. And I can just imagine the conversation in the back rooms of Congress saying, you know, we got some things we want to do. We need a criminal justice system. And I said, we got one. No, I mean a criminal justice system. That's what we have. We have a criminal justice system. We're going to talk a little bit about this, a little bit more to say about this. We'll talk about what's going on with the NFL, even though 91% of the people don't want to see Colin Kaepernick come back. You've got the NFL teams are more than happy to bring him back because they don't care. They've got an agenda to push. But we're also going to take a look at what the Prince Andrew, Prince of the UK, the smart brother, Prince Charles's smarter brother, not too bright. It's a very serious topic, but and we'll get to the serious side of it as well. But it's absolutely unbelievable what this guy said in the interview. Stay with us. We'll be right back. I think you're going to find that very entertaining. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
InfoWars presents The Alex Jones Show.
You supporting the broadcast over the years is why we're still here. So that's why you spreading the word is so critical. And that's why buying the products is critical, because these are great products you already want and need. And then you literally couldn't thumb your nose at the globalists more by holding us up against their onslaught. It's amazing. InfoWarsStore.com. We've never gone a week and a half over with a sale. Usually 2-3 days. I'm always busy. But this time, I just haven't done it because we're selling out a lot of stuff. We've already had big specials. I don't know how else I'm supposed to have big specials. 40-70% off, Troy, free shipping, double Patriot points. A lot of stuff sold out or is sold out. Some things came back in, like DNA Force Plus. Turbo Force, the protein bars, Vaso Beast is about to sell out. We've got a lot of great water filtration, air filtration. There's just so much great stuff there. Do your shopping there. Sign up for auto ships. You can support us every month or every 2 months. Click cancel anytime for free. Get 10% off on the order you're making. We know it's less than 1% of the listeners that actually buy products at InfoWarsStore.com. They're also the ones that call in. They're the 1%ers. So we salute you and thank you.
InfoWars.com/show.
I spend a lot of time reminding the InfoWars family of listeners and viewers that without you, we won't be on the air. And I spend a lot of time thanking you. But I really think you should thank yourself for keeping us on the air and really changing the world for the better and raising the alarm as modern Paul Revere's. But something I should spend more time on is just reminding you that these products are really amazing. You've got that pledge from me, but you've seen the third-party test out there, the air filtration, the water filtration. The supplements are all the very best you're going to find out there. And you can't fund an operation anywhere else that's fighting the globalist this hard. So it's not a burden to support InfoWars. It really is something that is good for everybody, that stands for justice and freedom, and makes your life and your family's life and your children's life so much better. So visit InfoWarsStore.com today. About a month ago, President Trump announced that he was going to move his domicile from New York City to Florida, where he's always said he planned to retire to. And the left got so excited. They said, oh, he's about to resign and leave instead of facing impeachment, and he's running to Florida. Well, now we know why the president did that. He knew the leftist-controlled appeals courts were going to say that he had to give up his tax returns so they can pore over them and harass every business partner he's got. They want to terrorize people that he's worked with. And by moving his domicile from New York to Florida, that gets around the New York law they passed to get his tax returns that are supposed to be private. So all those people out there holding their breath for the president to resign, in his words, we're kicking the deep state's ass, and he's never going to resign. Beto O'Rourke came out dozens of times and said, we're going to confiscate all your semi-automatic rifles. And he got all the other Democrats on the stage, 9 others, to agree and said that he was a hero. Think about that. Now, those Democrats have taken all the guns in the cities they control. Their blue cities are literal crap holes covered with needles and with massive drug dealing and incredible levels of violent crime. They know what they're doing. And now the Supreme Court's come out and ruled that gun manufacturers can be sued into oblivion for what criminals do using their firearms. My goodness, ladies and gentlemen, this country's under such incredible attack. But more and more towns and cities are saying they're sanctuaries for the Second Amendment, and they're going to follow the original Bill of Rights and Constitution, and they're not going to help in the confiscation of guns. So you see, a lot of these cities ignore illegal aliens. Well, we could ignore all your unconstitutional laws.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
You know, we're talking about this lawsuit in Northern California, how this was rigged by an Obama judge. He actually told the jury that they were guilty. And he said, all you have to do, they trespassed when they attended undercover Planned Parenthood conferences in Miami and Orlando. And when they met with Planned Parenthood executives at Planned Parenthood facilities in Colorado and Texas, he said, they were trespassing. So your job is simply, he said, only concern yourselves with the damages that the defendants are liable for that trespass, both punitive and actual. So they trespassed. So your job is just to decide the punishment. They're guilty. I'm telling you, they're guilty. And I said, when I looked at the Roger Stone verdict, I tweeted out, I said, unless we get informed jurors, and you have to inform yourself outside the courtroom, because when you go to the courtroom as a juror, the judge will lie to you. Every judge in America will lie to you. He will tell you, you're not to judge whether or not you like the law. You are not to judge whether or not you think the punishment is excessive. You are merely to make a judgment within the narrow confines that I give you. And typically, that is factually whether or not this actually happened. That's not the case. That has never been the case. As a matter of fact, if we go back to the trial of William Penn, there was no question that William Penn and his fellow Quakers had attended a church. It was very, very clear that they had broken the law that said you only go to a Church of England church. They padlocked the doors, so they met on the steps. When they met on the steps, they arrested William Penn because he was the pastor. And the jurors said, we don't agree with that law. And they let him loose. That's jury nullification. The judge was furious. He locked up Edwin Bushnell and the co-foreman of the jury, said, well, then I'll throw you in jail because you're ignoring the law. And they were in jail for a while. Their lawyers said, show us the law that they violated. Habeas corpus. Show us the body of law. And the judge said, well, there is no law that says that I can punish a juror for finding a verdict. And he had to let him go. That trial of William Penn, who later, of course, founded Pennsylvania, that trial established both habeas corpus and jury nullification, and those are traditions of English and American laws. That understanding of the juries is why it was so important for us to have due process and a trial by jury. And now we have these criminals that currently run our government that always find a way to tell us that the law doesn't apply to us. Again, the analogy that if you're a slave in America and they free you with the 13th Amendment, the next day, they said, don't tell them. Well, you know, once they find out, they're going to find out eventually. Well, when they find out, we'll have people who tell them that they're not understanding that properly. We'll have people who will tell them they're lawyers and that you need a lawyer to read that 13th Amendment, and I'm the one telling you that you're not really free. And we got lawyers who are telling us that the First Amendment doesn't apply, the Second Amendment doesn't apply, none of the amendments apply, the Fourth, the Fifth, the Sixth, none of those apply, especially the Ninth and Tenth. All power, they say, is vested in Washington. No, never. They are lying to you, the same as if your slave masters lied to you about the 13th Amendment. And so when we look at this particular trial, the judge says, I'm telling you that they're guilty. You just decide the punishment. No, as jurors, when a judge does something like that, I hope you've got the integrity to stand up and say no. But, of course, they pick the jurors. If you ever get picked for being a juror, do not tell them that you are libertarian. Do not tell them that you understand a jury nullification. Do not tell the other jurors when you're in your deliberations. Just say, well, I'm just not convinced of that. I'm just not. All it takes is one honest person to shut it down. One honest person. And so David DeLeiden's lawyer said, this lawsuit is payback for David DeLeiden exposing Planned Parenthood's dirty business of buying and selling fetal parts and organs, said his defense attorney. We intend to seek vindication for David on appeal. His investigation into criminal activity by America's largest abortion provider utilized standard investigative journalism techniques, those applied regularly by news outlets across the country. Absolutely, absolutely true. David's findings revealed practices so abhorrent that the U.S. Congress issued criminal referrals for Planned Parenthood and numerous states and elected officials have moved to strip it of funding. California, on the other hand, especially San Francisco, loved that. They loved it. They had absolutely no shame about what was going on. They defended it, and now they have decided that they will punish the whistleblowers, which is what we always do. Which is what we always do. You expose criminal information about Hillary Clinton, well, you will be the one who's they're going to kill in Belmarsh Prison, Julian Assange. You expose what the CIA is doing, well, they'll send you, John Kiriakou, to jail. And on and on. I have talked to so many whistleblowers. I mean, just last week, I talked to Marty Gottesfeld's wife, Dana. He exposed medical kidnapping done by a powerful corporation, Harvard in Boston. And for that, he is now serving. He got sentenced to a long jail term. And because he was still writing from jail as a journalist exercising his First Amendment and talking about the conditions in the prison, they put him in a communications management unit. That's where they put the dissidents and the whistleblowers like Marty Gottesfeld and Schaefer Cox so that they can't talk to anybody. Yeah. You better wake up and find out what kind of a government we've got here. It may already be too late. They said rather than face up to his heinous crimes, doings, that's my word, crimes, that he calls it doings, Planned Parenthood chose to persecute the person who exposed it. I'm fully confident that when this case has run its course, justice will prevail and David will be vindicated. Well, eventually he will be. God vindicates. And they went on to say this, and the Center for Medical Progress in a press release. While top Planned Parenthood witnesses spent 6 weeks testifying under oath, listen to this, that the undercover videos are true. They're true. See, that was the basis of it. It was damaging because they're true. If they weren't true, it would have been a libel trial. But instead, it's damaging because they're true. And so it's Planned Parenthood that should be charged under the RICO laws. They should be shut down under RICO laws. They are racketeer, influence, and corrupt organizations murdering babies and selling their parts for profit. If that doesn't qualify for RICO, then let's get rid of RICO. And I think we ought to get rid of RICO. Like everything else, just like the FISA law, right? Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act. That was set up to stop the intelligence community from spying and listening to our conversations, as they were doing from the very beginning, to phone conversations without a warrant. Instead, they use it to get a warrant on Mr. and Mrs. Friesen. They take everything and use it in the exact opposite way. He said all of this is in order to rubber stamp Planned Parenthood's lawsuit attack on the First Amendment. This is a dangerous precedent for citizen journalism and for the First Amendment civil rights across the country. It sends a message that speaking truth and facts, criticizing the powerful, is no longer protected by our institutions. It's yet another one of those messages. We've had a lot of them in the last year, haven't we?
There's a famous quote by a Marine Corps general in the Korean War when 3 million Chi-Coms had flooded across the border and surrounded the Marines. More than 50 to 1, some estimates have it. But the point is they were outnumbered, and the general was told, "General, we're completely surrounded." He said, "Good, we can attack in all directions." Well, that's the point that InfoWars has reached, and it really is epic. It really is biblical, and we wouldn't have gone this far without all your support. But it's going to become more critical than ever as the censorship becomes complete. And it's not just Americans, but folks all over the world are completely silenced when it comes to speaking the name of a CIA fake whistleblower or exposing a pedophile or speaking out against dangerous vaccines. Because by InfoWars having its own platform, that checkmates the globalists. A question was once posed to Thomas Jefferson. What is the level of tyranny that a tyrant will take humanity to? How far will they go? What's their limit? And he said it is the limit to which other men and women will submit. The answer is there is no limit to evil. It is a bottomless pit. We've been taught in modern culture and society that evil doesn't exist, or that there's no free will, there's no devil or the God. But those very same people have all these rules for us about speech and how we can dress and where we can live and what our houses can be like. They just don't want us to have any values so they can run over us. Oxford's banned clapping. Universities in the U.S. have banned 21-gun salutes for veterans. These people are dangerous cult leaders, and it's time to reject them. The globalists know that I will never willingly give up. I've said it many times. I will never give in. I will never give up, but I could give out. And it's very, very frustrating to see them committing all their crimes against humanity, to see evil running rampant like this, and to know that most Americans have already been silenced in cyberspace, that most Americans have already been shadow banned by big tech, and to know that most Americans feel powerless and don't realize how much power they have by spreading the word about NewsWars.com, InfoWars.com, and Band.video, and that people are hungry for the truth now more than ever, and that if you tell people, hey, the banned truth they don't want you to have is at InfoWars.com/show and Band.video. So take heart, folks. They've had to censor everybody and shut everybody down because the truth is powerful and they can't beat us fair and square. I've made a lot of predictions that have come true, but I'm here to tell you most of those really weren't predictions that came out of a crystal ball. I could see where the globalists were going. I could see what their in-game agenda was, what their goal was. And I knew that when they were setting us up to be deplatformed, that they were really setting the precedent to take everybody off air, to silence everyone, to ban words and names and information on fake whistleblowers so that their false narratives couldn't be opposed. What the globalists really feared was independent media and platforms in the future. It was the model of InfoWars as much as the information that had to be silenced, because they need total information dominance for their outrageous lies and the evil they're pushing to succeed. And that's why keeping InfoWars on the air is now more imperative and more vital than ever.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Listening to The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. I have just a couple more things to say about this outrageous jury trial in San Francisco. Punishing the whistleblowers. The judge saying, I'm telling you they trespass, so all you, they're guilty. You just decide what the damages are. That's all you're supposed to do as a jury. And the jury's like, oh, okay. Because they picked the jury. Just like they did in Roger Stone trial. You pick the jury, you pick the verdict. And one of the things that the judge told the jury was that the defendants breached contracts with Planned Parenthood. And so the jury should award damages because of those breaches. In other words, they told them that they would acquire body parts for them. Or they wanted to buy the body parts, I should say. It was Planned Parenthood who was going to acquire the body parts by murdering the babies. And they said, we've got some business for you. You know, if you could provide these get the heads and the hearts in good condition. You know, just rip those babies apart in the right way, and we got some big money for you. You can get that Lamborghini that one lady said she wanted. And he said, well, that was a breach of contract. In other words, they, said that they would buy those body parts, and they're not going to buy those body parts. That's fraud. Right? No, it's investigation. It's showing people are murderers. I guess if you investigate pedophile child trafficking networks as FBI or as an independent investigator, whatever, and you don't actually take the children and put them into prostitution, then, you are in breach of contract, right? According to this Obama judge, Obama-appointed judge, who himself had founded a Planned Parenthood clinic in Northern California. But it's not a conflict of interest at all. And as they pointed out, they undertook this investigation, which took 30 months, the sting operation, because they read testimony from a congressional hearing in 2000 into illegal aborted baby body parts harvesting. And they saw an ABC 2020 expose of Planned Parenthood Kansas abortionists selling fetal organs for profit. It's okay if ABC does it, though, right? Because they're insiders. He also testified that he found a 2012 circulation article citing Stem Express supplying human fetal hearts to Stanford for a study that he was told required the hearts to be harvested from live babies. And so in addition to the judge lying, in addition to the judge lying to the jury, lying about the case, a judge who refused to recuse himself, even though he had close connections to Planned Parenthood itself, the judge also would not allow the jury to actually listen to the conversations to see if they truly were private. Because you know why he didn't want them to hear those tapes, right? They might have nullified this whole thing, even in San Francisco, if they'd heard these tapes. So the judge hid all that evidence from him. And then the lead counsel for Planned Parenthood, Rhonda Trotter, lied to the jury. She claimed that David Dalyden, of the investigator of Center for Medical Progress, did not report Planned Parenthood and Orange and San Bernardino counties or Planned Parenthood Marmonte to law enforcement officers. Think about this. The lawyer says, well, you didn't report them as, you didn't report my, the crimes of my clients. So therefore you're not honest about this. And actually he did. He had produced the reports to law enforcement in discovery in the case. And Planned Parenthood knew about that for over a year. And the law enforcement in California didn't care. As a matter of fact, the system in California will punish the whistleblower. That's the bottom line. And they are also not just the RICO statute where they got financial damages against these people. They're also pursuing, the government in California is pursuing 14 felony counts of illegal taping under California's anti-eavesdropping law. That's how we treat the people who expose murder in America. You know, when we talk about Jeffrey Epstein and what's going on with that, as a matter of fact, let's do that next, guys. Let's do the Prince Andrew's stuff, and let's get those clips ready. When we talk about what's going on with Prince Andrew's, video clip will be the video clip three will be the first one we do. When we talk about that, I was thinking the other day about, the pedophiles we had, like Dennis Hastert, for example. And the fact that Dennis Hastert was a pedophile, a known pedophile, to certain individuals as he was a wrestling coach. He gets groomed for Congress and then he gets groomed for leadership and he becomes the longest serving Speaker of the House. He had a subordinate there, who was found, guilty of soliciting sex with an underage congressional page. And Dennis Hastert was not publicly known what he was about. And so Dennis Hastert goes on the Rush Limbaugh show and the two of them talk about how, oh yeah, fully, no. That's just all politically, that's just politically motivated. Nothing to see here. Let's move on. And then even when the crimes of Dennis Hastert were exposed, you had other Republicans go on Rush Limbaugh and they make excuses for Dennis Hastert. Oh, it's just politically motivated. No, it's not. And why did they, you know, when we look at what they did to Dennis Hastert, they came after him and jailed him for something that is not a crime. That is not a crime. I know it's on the books, but it is not a crime. I would never convict anybody of this if I was on a jury, and shame on you if you would too. To say that he took money out of his own bank account in a way as to be private because he didn't want people asking questions. And he was paying off the person that he had wronged in the past. And that got him into trouble. Now, you know, you can argue, well, the structuring laws about deposits, that's where they originally put it in. They said, well, you're trying to avoid paying taxes and so forth by putting it in controlled amounts so that the bank doesn't inform on you to the IRS. But that money had already even been in the system. So you look at that, what would have been the appropriate thing for them to do? Now, of course, with the judge, when he passed sentence on Dennis Hastert, it was all about not you, heinous criminal. You withdrew your own money in a way as to avoid detection and snitching by the bank. Shame on you. Such a crime we cannot allow. No. It wasn't about that. He harangued him about being a pedophile. And they were sending the message to you, look, we're punishing this guy for being a pedophile, but they weren't. Because if they wanted to stop that, they would have stopped the statute of limitations that they put on that particular crime of 3 years. Remember, in Australia, Cardinal Pell, he's been convicted of being a pedophile. And it is very difficult to do that decades after the fact. As a matter of fact, one of the cases, the person who was a victim had already died. But see, if you take off the statute of limitations, you can come after these people for their crimes. And it is not an ex post facto law at that point. No, it was against the law to be, you know, come after these kids under the age of consent and so forth. It was against the law when he did it. The statute of limitations was just saying, well, we're not going to prosecute that. It's like a district attorney making the decision, well, I'm not going to prosecute that. And then later on saying, no, I think I will prosecute that. If you take off the statute of limitations, we could go back and get these people. And that's why they won't take it off. Because there's a lot of powerful people, Clintons, Prince Andrew, and others, who would be just as liable to going to jail as Cardinal Pell in Australia if he took off that statute of limitations. That's why they did the show trial. That's why they sent him to jail for something that was a trumped-up charge, a nothing crime. Because they didn't want to do the honest thing and say, we're going to now remove that barrier to putting these people in jail. So when we come back, we're going to talk about the Randy Prince, Randy Andy, and his post-traumatic sweat disorder, PTSD from the Falkland War. We'll be right back.
InfoWars Life has done it again with undoubtedly our biggest breakthrough yet, super silver whitening toothpaste. This is proprietary. This is with the top lab in the country, and it is incredibly high quality. This is the best toothpaste you're going to find. It's called whitening toothpaste, but really it knocks out the bacteria, it recalcifies the teeth, it does so many things on so many fronts. These beautiful tubes of super silver toothpaste are available at an introductory price of 25% off out of the gates, as low as we can go, and they're going to sell out very, very quickly. Super silver whitening toothpaste is going to be a hit. I'm very, very proud of it. And I want to thank my father, a retired dentist, for spearheading this the last 2 years and developing it. It's 25% off out of the gates. That's as low as we can go because it's very, very expensive to produce. Get yours today at InfoWarsLife.com.
InfoWars presents The Alex Jones Show.
You supporting the broadcast over the years is why we're still here. So that's why you spreading the word is so critical. And that's why buying the products is critical, because these are great products you already want and need. And then you literally couldn't thumb your nose at the globalists more by holding us up against their onslaught. It's amazing. InfoWarsStore.com. We've never gone a week and a half over with a sale. Usually 2 or 3 days. I'm always busy. But this time, I just haven't done it because we're selling out a lot of stuff. We've already had big specials. I don't know how else I'm supposed to have big specials. 40, 70% off. off. Store-wide free shipping, double Patriot points. A lot of stuff sold out or is sold out. Some things came back in, like DNA Force Plus. Turbo Force, the protein bars, VasoBeast is about to sell out. We've got a lot of great water filtration, air filtration. There's just so much great stuff there. Do your shopping there. Sign up for auto ships. You can support us every month or every 2 months. Click cancel anytime for free. Get 10% off on the order you're making. We know it's less than 1% of the listeners that actually buy products at InfoWarsStore.com. They're also the ones that call in. They're the 1%ers. So we salute you and thank you.
InfoWars.com/show.
About a month ago, President Trump announced that he was going to move his domicile from New York City to Florida, where he's always said he planned to retire to. And the left got so excited. They said, oh, he's about to resign and leave instead of facing impeachment, and he's running to Florida. Well, now we know why the president did that. He knew the leftist-controlled appeals courts were going to say that he had to give up his tax returns so they can pore over them and harass every business partner he's got. They want to terrorize people that he's worked with. And by moving his domicile from New York to Florida, that gets around the New York law they passed to get his tax returns that are supposed to be private. So all those people out there holding their breath for the president to resign, in his words, we're kicking the deep state's ass, and he's never going to resign. I spend a lot of time reminding the InfoWars family of listeners and viewers that without you, we won't be on the air. And I spend a lot of time thanking you. But I really think you should thank yourself for keeping us on the air and really changing the world for the better and raising the alarm as modern Paul Revere's. But something I should spend more time on is just reminding you that these products are really amazing. You've got that pledge from me, but you've seen the third-party test out there, the air filtration, the water filtration. The supplements are all the very best you're going to find out there. And you can't fund an operation anywhere else that's fighting the globalist this hard. So it's not a burden to support InfoWars. It really is something that is good for everybody, that stands for justice and freedom and makes your life and your family's life and your children's life so much better. So visit InfoWarsStore.com today.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
You know, you can't have a republic if the public is kept uninformed, if they are kept in the dark. That's why the First Amendment is our most important one. If they can lie to you, if they can tell you that everything is a national secret, it's all about national security. Let me tell you what it's about. It's about their job security. It's about keeping themselves secure from the oversight of the public. And if they can censor us, and if they can censor you, it's about shutting down the free press and your free speech. They don't want you seeing or hearing anything from a free press, and they don't want you passing on or commenting on anything that you see from the free press. Look, you may not agree with us. That's fine. Let's have that discussion. But no, they want to shut that down. Coming up, I'm going to talk about Yang, the Democrat candidate who began by talking about universal basic slavery. That's universal basic income is what he and his cronies call it. But it's universal basic slavery, universal basic poverty. But we'll talk about that. But he's now got a new idea about how he's going to rein in these bad guys, these technocratic elite. And it's just another authoritarian solution, quote unquote, for the First Amendment. But folks, you've stood with us as we have taken the brunt of this. First ones to be censored. There's now hundreds more that have followed in the wake of this. But again, we can already see the impact of this in the recent elections in Kentucky, again in Louisiana over the weekend. If you do not have, if you've got a monolithic press, they can push the public in one direction or the other. Now we're seeing that even with Fox News. You look at Chris Wallace, you look at Brett Baer as they're covering this impeachment process. Folks, you need to, for the health of the Republic, you need to have a free press. You need InfoWars. And we really do appreciate those of you who have stood with us. You've been very good to do that. We have things to help you with your own physical health and your family's physical health. We got great discounts right now at InfoWarsStore.com. We have 40 to 70% off. We have free shipping store-wide, double Patriot points. Take a look at the products that we have at InfoWarsStore.com. You know, we've had for the longest time one of my favorite products. My family and I use it on a regular basis, the best toothpaste we've ever had. And I can say that because it arrested a tooth problem that I had, delayed it. I mean, I would have already had a major dental emergency if it hadn't been for this toothpaste. I'm absolutely certain of it. I'd lost a couple of teeth before, and the same thing was happening to this tooth, and I started using this toothpaste, and it stopped it. Now, I'm going to still have to get something done about it, but it's let me put this off for over a year. Had to because of my heart attack, put this off. And the reason I'm convinced that this worked is because of the silver in Super Silver, the nano silver that helps to fight bacteria and virus. And that has been a very popular toothpaste. We had it in a couple of flavors, and now we've got a new variant of it. We have it with a whitening agent, a natural whitening agent, coral calcium carbonate. That's our newest product. You can now get that at an introductory price of 25% off. But if you buy that, you can also get a tube of the bubblegum flavor for kids at 50% off. And we have many other products. Our new VasoBeat. Vasodilator made out of beet juice. It's absolutely amazing to me to find out how effective very simple natural ingredients like beet juice can be. It can work as a vasodilator, just like you can take quail eggs and they can clear up your sinuses. My wife has always had sinus problems and never found anything that really worked until she started using that. And so it's absolutely amazing to see how these individual products, we call them nutraceuticals because they're nutrients. Pollen Block was a product that has the quail eggs. I mean, we were absolutely stunned. It's like, what is this? When it worked, we're like, quail eggs, that's it? And but hey, folks, it works. It's safe. It's natural. It's effective. It works, and it's on sale. Take a look at the products that we have at InfoWarsStore.com. Again, 50 to 70% off most of these products, things like BrainForce Plus, Bod Ease to work on inflammation, Knockout to help you get to sleep, BrainForce Plus to help you focus and concentrate, and all kinds of tooth products, Super Blue toothpaste products to help you with your dental hygiene. All of that available at InfoWarsStore.com. Free shipping, double Patriot points for discounts in the future, InfoWarsStore.com. All right, let's take a look at Prince Andrew. He says that that could not have been him in the interview because he can't sweat. But he's sweating now. I'm telling you, he's sweating now. He says there's a slight problem with the sweating, he said. And I'm reading the transcript. He said with four times. The victim, Epstein victim, Virginia Guthrie, insisted that she was trafficked to Prince Andrew in 2001. After suffering his sweating all over me on a London dance floor. Not true, Andrew insisted on Saturday, because I have a peculiar medical condition, which is that I don't sweat, or I didn't sweat at the time, because I had suffered what I would describe as an overdose of adrenaline in the Falklands War when I was shot at. Well, it was Winston Churchill who said there's nothing more exhilarating than to be shot at without result. And I guess in the case of Prince Andrew, it just scared the sweat right out of him. So I guess instead of PTSD, post-traumatic stress disorder, he has post-traumatic sweat disorder. Simply put, it was impossible for me to sweat. And it's only because I've done a number of things in recent past that I am starting to be able to do that again. So I'm afraid there's a medical condition that says that I didn't do it. Let's play video clip number two. Where he is blinking away 10 times in 10 seconds as he's asked a question. Take a look at this.
She went on to have sex with you in a house in Belgravia belonging to Ghislaine Maxwell, your friend. Your response?
I have no recollection of ever meeting
blink, blink, blink.
None whatsoever.
Blink, 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 blink. Remember meeting her.
Blink. Many, many little blinks there. That's I don't know, anybody that specializes in body language, maybe he's not sweating, but boy, he sure is blinking there in that. And then he went on to say this. He said, that photograph, he implies, was photoshopped. I am terribly sorry, but if as a member of the royal family and I have a photograph taken and I taken very, very few photographs, I am not one to, as it were, hug. Okay, well, a public display of affection is not something that I do. So, that's the best explanation that I can give you. Well, here's another explanation that we get from these pictures here that have surfaced of Mr. Party Boy hugging and public displays of affection are something that he evidently does do quite frequently. And let's play video clip number 4, where he's not a party prince.
You were perceived by the public as being the party prince. Was that something you shared?
Well, I think that's also a bit of a stretch. I don't know why I've collected that title, because I never have really partied. I was single for quite a long time, in the early 80s. But then after I got married, I was very happy. And I've never really felt the need to go and party. And certainly
party.
Going to Jeffrey's was not about partying. Absolutely not.
Oh, Jeffrey. Jeffrey. Not Mr. Epstein. Jeffrey's. Well, we saw the pictures otherwise of the raucous pool party, the attention of beautiful women, as Daily Mail puts it. They have many, many photographs, as Daily Mail always does seem to have many, many photographs of public affection. 2.5 million people watched this interview on the BBC. As one described it, it wasn't so much a car crash, but an articulated lorry crash, which is what they call, we call them semi-trailers here. They call them articulated lorries. I would say that it was a crash of not an articulated lorry, but an inarticulate liar. That's what the prince is. And then here's his perfect alibi. He was at a pizza party. Can you believe this? Yeah, he was at a pizza party. All I can remember was it was a pizza party. We'll have that clip for you when we come back, and we'll have some of the reviews that people are now putting on that wonderful pizza place. You know, because it was back in 2001, and he remembers it vividly, 18 years later, the exact time, date, and place where he was. It must be one heck of a pizza party that he had. Stay with us. We'll be right back with more true confessions from the royal family. You know, the ones that ABC didn't want to get into because they wanted to have those interviews coming up with Will and Kate. We'll be right back. Stay with us. I'm not going to be getting an interview with them, by the way.
There's a famous quote by a Marine Corps general in the Korean War. When 3 million Chi-Coms had flooded across the border and surrounded the Marines, more than 50 to 1, some estimates have it. But the point is, they were outnumbered, and the general was told, "General, we're completely surrounded." He said, "Good, we can attack in all directions." Well, that's the point that InfoWars has reached. And it really is epic. It really is biblical. And we wouldn't have gone this far without all of your support. But it's going to become more critical than ever as the censorship becomes complete. And it's not just Americans, but folks all over the world are completely silenced when it comes to speaking the name of a CIA fake whistleblower or exposing a pedophile or speaking out against dangerous vaccines. Because by InfoWars having its own platform, that checkmates the globalists. A question was once posed to Thomas Jefferson. What is the level of tyranny that a tyrant will take humanity to? How far will they go? What's their limit? And he said it is the limit to which other men and women will submit. The answer is there is no limit to evil. It is a bottomless pit. We've been taught in modern culture and society that evil doesn't exist.
or that there's no free will, or there's no devil or the God. But those very same people have all these rules for us about speech and how we can dress and where we can live and what our houses can be like. They just don't want us to have any values so they can run over us. Oxford's banned clapping. Universities in the U.S. have banned 21-gun salutes for veterans. These people are dangerous cult leaders, and it's time to reject them.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Making sense common again. You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. Just when you thought Andrew's answers couldn't get any worse, he comes up with the alibi that he was at a pizza party, and he remembers it vividly. Let's play video clip number three.
One of Epstein's accusers, Virginia Roberts, yep, has made allegations against you. She was very specific about that night. Mm-hmm. She described dancing with you, and you profusely sweating, and that she went on to have possibly.
There's a slight problem with the sweating, because I have a peculiar medical condition, which is that I don't sweat. Or I didn't sweat at the time, and that was, I didn't sweat at the time because had suffered what I would describe as an overdose of adrenaline in the Falklands War when I was shot at.
Post-traumatic sweat.
And
disorder.
It was almost impossible for me to sweat.
Do you remember dancing at Tramp?
No. That couldn't have happened because the date that there's being suggested, I was at home with the children.
You know that you were at home with the children. Mm. Was it a memorable night?
On that particular day that we now understand that is the date, which is the 10th of March, I was at home. I was with the children. I'd taken Beatrice to a Pizza Express in Woking for a party at sort of 4 or 5 in the afternoon.
Why would you remember that so specifically? Why would you remember a Pizza Express birthday and being at home?
Because going to Pizza Express in Woking is an unusual thing for me to do. A very unusual thing for me to do. I've only been to Woking a couple of times, and I remember it weirdly distinctly. But as soon as somebody reminded me of it, I went, oh yes, I remember that.
And so that particular Pizza Express in Woking is now getting lots and lots of Yelp reviews. People are writing things like this. It's been 18 years since I visited, but I remember it like it was yesterday. I was sweating profusely, and so were all the other customers. It was hot. The pizza was spicy. The atmosphere was electric. But one man, one mysterious man, was ice cool, sweat free. I'll never forget it. He was like a prince among men. And then this one, Pizza Express Woking is like no other Pizza Express. The pizza is so good from this specific branch that it gives you the ability to not only remember what year you visited, but the exact day and month. Truly incredible. 5 stars, both of those, as a matter of fact. Here's another 5-star review for the Pizza Express that he remembers so vividly 18 years later. I very much enjoyed my visit here, right down to the last slice. I've stayed at many a mansion of billionaires and even been to some amazing nightclubs, but I can't remember anything about them, only my visit to Pizza Express in Woking. So that tells you how much I enjoyed eating there. Unforgettable, that's what you are. It's so bad, such a train wreck, or as I said, you know, a wreck not of a car, not of a train, but of an articulated lorry or an inarticulate liar. Prince Andrew's PR advisor quit. Jason Stein, 28, only started his job as communications secretary to the Duke of York in September, but he resigned before Andrew spoke to the BBC's Newsnight program. He warned him not to do it, but he did it anyway. And I would say, Jason, you might want to take Randy Andy off your resume. You only worked for him for less than 2 months. So you don't really need to put him on your resume. You can cover over any missing timeline there with a vacation or something. But just don't associate yourself with this pedophile at all. Prince Andrew's interview goes on to say that the Epstein stay was the wrong thing to do. I let my side down by staying with him, he says. When we come back, we're going to talk about the serious aspects of this, as pointed out by one op-ed piece today. No, there's no apology to the victims, no sense of remorse from this guy, just like the rest of them. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
I've made a lot of predictions that have come true, but I'm here to tell you most of those really weren't predictions that came out of a crystal ball. I could see where the globalists were going. I could see what their in-game agenda was, what their goal was. And I knew that when they were setting us up to be deplatformed, that they were really setting the precedent to take everybody off air, to silence everyone, to ban words and names and information on fake whistleblowers so that their false narratives couldn't be opposed. What the globalists really feared was independent media and platforms in the future. It was the model of InfoWars as much as the information that had to be silenced, because they need total information dominance for their outrageous lies and the evil they're pushing to succeed. And that's why keeping InfoWars on the air is now more imperative and more vital than ever.
Deceit. Telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, the David Knight Show.
Prince Andrew in his BBC interview says that the stay with Jeffrey was the wrong thing to do. I let the side down. It was the wrong thing to do. I mean, I've gone through this in my mind so many times. At the end of the day, with the benefit of the hindsight that one can have, it was definitely the wrong thing to do. But at the time, I felt it was the honorable and right thing to do. And I admit fully that my judgment was probably colored by my tendency to be too honorable. But that's just the way that it is. He's just too honorable. He was so honorable that he stayed with Jeffrey Epstein and he partied with Woody Allen and all these other people. And you saw all the other, you know, public displays of affection and so forth that he had, because he's such an honorable guy. I don't know where that's coming from, quite frankly. I mean, maybe he just got finished watching a Gilbert and Sullivan production of Pirates of Penzance, subtitled, A Slave of Duty. Yes, yes, I must do my duty. I was apprenticed to these pirates, but I must remain with them to honor that contract of being apprenticed to these pirates. So I guess he was apprenticed to a pedophile. Somebody and the Buckingham Palace just got the words mixed up somehow, I guess. I don't know. But New York Post's Miranda Devine nailed it. She said, no, there is no honor in Prince Andrew's self-pity over his Epstein friendship. She said, not once in his car crash of an interview with the BBC did Prince Andrew express any sympathy for the victims of his friend, Jeffrey Epstein. Not once did he express remorse for his 11-year relationship with the late pedophile predator. His only failing is being too honorable. That's right, the smart one from the royal family, right? It couldn't be real because he's never been upstairs in Maxwell's London home. He doesn't go out without a jacket and tie in London. I mean, he actually said that. No, that couldn't be me. I don't go out without a jacket and tie. I don't sweat. I am honorable. He goes, and I admit fully that my judgment was probably colored by my tendency to be too honorable, but that's just the way it is. And under questioning, he admitted that he didn't just walk in the park. He stayed with Epstein. at his Upper East Side mansion for several days because it was quote-unquote convenient, during which time he was a guest of honor at the parties with Woody Allen and various other Hollywood pedophiles. Do I regret the fact that he's quite obviously conducted himself in a manner unbecoming? Yes. And then the interviewer said, unbecoming? He was a sex offender. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm being polite. I mean, in the sense that he was a sex offender. Oh, yes. One must be careful how one speaks. ABC must be careful about how one speaks of one. We have surfacing over the weekend a letter from House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy to ABC News. Actually, it's to the ABC News president, James Golston, demanding answers because, you know, you had Project Veritas have the ABC News reporter, the honest outtakes, you know, people, the camera is still rolling or the tapes are still rolling, but the broadcast feed is not going out. Yeah, that's something that we don't really see too much anymore. I remember when in the early days of satellite broadcasting, and they would put out analog signals. And I had a friend in the early 80s, we were working as engineers, and he got a giant, one of these giant analog satellite dishes. And he could reposition this thing to different birds using a garage door opener. It was pretty cool. When you go to these different feeds, you can get the raw feeds from ABC, CBS, NBC, so forth. You know, that's how they got that footage, I think, of the Breck girl, you know, John Edwards, you know, as he was doing his hair, you know, the guy who ran for the North Carolina senator. You also had very interesting clips of people like Dan Rather, as he's there just before the Gulf War breaks out. And he is staring stoically, statuesquely, out into the desert. And then after a while, he turns around and goes, how's my hair? He's not thinking about the pending war or what's going to happen. He's thinking about how he looks. You would get that kind of stuff all the time. But in this particular case, that doesn't happen anymore because, you know, satellite signals are encoded and so forth. But somebody internally, not the person that they fired, evidently, at CBS, but somebody leaked Amy Robach talking about how she had all this stuff 3 years ago. She was 100% certain. And so were the other people. You know, the people like George Stephanopoulos, her boss, who used to be the White House communications director for President Clinton and then became his senior advisor and then went to ABC and became the White House communications director again for Obama and for still for the Clintons. And, of course, he's not going to play that. You know, she was a reporter for his morning show. But in the wake of that, it turns out, and, you know, as we said here, it's like, why isn't there any legal repercussions for ABC? Well, there may be, quite frankly, because this letter coming from House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy sent to ABC News President James Golson. And in the letter, he says, when it comes to human sex trafficking, especially against minors, the United States Congress has taken aggressive bipartisan action to stop such atrocities. This work has successfully shut down trafficking marketplaces and has provided victims support and recourse to serve justice. What appears to have been presented to Ms. Robach is firsthand evidence of human trafficking. I am deeply concerned that this victim, in search of justice, went to ABC News, provided information and an interview, and then ABC News chose to bury the truth. This was a decision that Ms. Robach alluded was due to protecting powerful people or financial interests, you know, like the prince that we just saw there. Although it's unclear whether anyone thought to alert authorities to further examine these deeply disturbing allegations, it's clear that ABC News has an enabling of Mr. Epstein, and it has consequences. Fewer victims are coming forward. Again, this is the letter from House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy to ABC News President James Golston. And so he said, I've got six questions for you. And here are those questions. One, will ABC News provide Congress the interview Ms. Robach conducted with the victim? We'd like to know what you knew and when you knew it and why you covered this up 3 years ago. In other words, that's my commentary. Let's go to the second question. What did ABC News learn about Jeffrey Epstein after Ms. Robach first presented her story to executives? 3, who was involved with deciding this story was not of public interest, and what were the reasons for deciding so? 4, can Ms. Robach expand on the, quote, outside forces, unquote, that she mentioned as potentially responsible for the story not running? 5, was ABC News ever presented with additional evidence of Mr. Epstein from the time Ms. Robach first brought her investigation to the network and when he ultimately was arrested? Which was 3 years, by the way. 6, were authorities alerted at any time after Ms. Robach presented ABC News executives with her reporting? If so, when and what was provided? We'd like to have some answers. Well, McCarthy, you ought to hold a hearing about this and call ABC News in. I mean, what's holding you back from doing a hearing about this? You could call it the Epstein news story wasn't killed or was killed. He didn't commit suicide, but they spiked the news story about that, right? They really ought to do an investigation about this. Why not? Why wouldn't they do an investigation? When we come back, we'll talk about the investigation that nobody is really interested in. You know, you would get higher ratings if you asked questions about Epstein and ABC News' cover-up of that. So if you're just looking for ratings, you can certainly do that. But it's actually something that is a real crime that really should be investigated, unlike what is happening in the impeachment situation. And we'll talk about that when we come back. Stay with us.
Beto O'Rourke came out dozens of times and said, we're going to confiscate all your semi-automatic rifles. And he got all the other Democrats on the stage, 9 others, to agree and said that he was a hero. Think about that. Now, those Democrats have taken all the guns in the cities they control. Their blue cities are literal crap holes covered with needles and with massive drug dealing and incredible levels of violent crime. They know what they're doing. And now the Supreme Court's come out and ruled that gun manufacturers can be sued into oblivion for what criminals do using their firearms. My goodness, ladies and gentlemen, this country's under such incredible attack. But more and more towns and cities are saying they're sanctuaries for the Second Amendment, and they're going to follow the original Bill of Rights and Constitution, and they're not going to help in the confiscation of guns. So you see, a lot of these cities ignore illegal aliens. Well, we could ignore all your unconstitutional laws. InfoWars Life has done it again with undoubtedly our biggest breakthrough yet, Super Silver Whitening Toothpaste. This is proprietary. This is with the top lab in the country, and it is incredibly high quality. This is the best toothpaste you're going to find. It's called whitening toothpaste, but really it knocks out the bacteria. It recalcifies the teeth. It does so many things on so many fronts. These beautiful tubes of Super Silver Toothpaste are available at an introductory price of 25% off out of the gates. It's as low as we can go, and they're going to sell out very, very quickly. Super Silver Whitening Toothpaste is going to be a hit. I'm very, very proud of it. I want to thank my father, a retired dentist, for spearheading this the last 2 years and developing it. It's 25% off out of the gates. That's as low as we can go because it's very, very expensive to produce. Get yours today at InfoWarsLife.com. I spend a lot of time reminding the InfoWars family of listeners and viewers that without you, we won't be on the air. And I spend a lot of time thanking you. But I really think you should thank yourself for keeping us on the air and really changing the world for the better and raising the alarm as modern Paul Revere's. But something I should spend more time on is just reminding you that these products are really amazing. You've got that pledge from me, but you've seen the third-party test out there, the air filtration, the water filtration. The supplements are all the very best you're going to find out there. And you can't fund an operation anywhere else that's fighting the globalist this hard. So it's not a burden to support InfoWars. It really is something that is good for everybody, that stands for justice and freedom and makes your life and your family's life and your children's life so much better. So visit InfoWarsStore.com today.
InfoWars presents The Alex Alex Jones Show.
You supporting the broadcast over the years is why we're still here. So that's why you spreading the word is so critical. And that's why buying the products is critical, because these are great products you already want and need. And then you literally couldn't thumb your nose at the globalists more by holding us up against their onslaught. It's amazing. Infowarsstore.com. We've never gone a week and a half over with a sale. Usually 2-3 days. I'm always busy. But this time, I just haven't done it because we're selling out a lot of stuff. We've already had big specials. I don't know how else I'm supposed to have them. Big specials. 40-70% off. Store-wide free shipping. Double Patriot points. A lot of stuff sold out or is sold out. Some things came back in, like DNA Force Plus. Turbo Force, the protein bars. Vaso Beast is about to sell out. We've got a lot of great water filtration, air filtration. There's just so much great stuff there. Do your shopping there. Sign up for auto ships. You can support us every month or every 2 months. Click cancel anytime for free. Get 10% off on the order you're making. We know it's less than 1% of the listeners that actually buy products at InfoWarsStore.com. They're also the ones that call in. They're the 1%ers. So we salute you and thank you.
InfoWars.com/show. You're listening to The David Knight Show.
All right, let's talk a little bit about the impeachment here. We have the public is totally apathetic. Everybody's already made up their mind about President Trump. It's not moving anybody in any direction. And we got a lot of people in the GOP who are furious about it. And yet Fox is continuing to push this. Isn't that amazing? Fox News. Chris Wallace. Even what Brett Baer said. Oh, well, that's it. You know, President Trump just gave him another article of impeachment, you know. Yovanovitch testifying, and President Trump tweeted out, it's like, oh, yeah, this is garbage or whatever he said. And then Adam Schiff's people hand it to him. He reads it to her. Do you feel intimidated? Oh, see, he just intimidated a witness. Then Brett Baer jumps in on it. It's absolutely amazing to me why they're doing this. Because, look, if they honestly believe this, I could understand that. But I can't see how they could honestly believe this. This is so much of a political movement. These are people who don't like President Trump. That's why they're doing this. Look, you don't like President Trump? Don't vote for him. You can talk about the policies that you disagree with him on. But don't do this kind of garbage. Chris Wallace, talking to you. White House, according to a Zogby poll, is surviving the impeachment week. 80% of voters say, we don't care. John Zogby said, over 81% of voters say the hearings will have no bearing on their view of Trump. So, ironically, we have a spectacle playing out live on TV, which nobody's really watching. And most Americans don't really care about the details either way. That's why they're not watching it. New York Post John Crudell says the Trump impeachment hearings are a joke, but the damage to the country is real. He said, don't underestimate, if it was George W. Bush saying that. But he says, don't underestimate the damage that the impeachment is causing. Trump has no chance of getting a trade deal done, or any deal for that matter, with other governments when foreigners think that there's even a tiny chance that he'll lose his job. What's going on in Washington right now is a disgrace, and what it's doing to the country is unconscionable. Which then brings us to Chris Wallace. Chris Wallace, who goes on the offense against Steve Scalise. He hasn't taken this much fire since last time he had baseball practice. Wallace says, if Gordon Sondland, who met with the president a half dozen times this summer, testifies on Wednesday, yes, the president said to me, we are not releasing the aid until they announce they're going to investigate the Bidens and Burisma. Doesn't that blow a hole in the president's defense? You understand what Chris Wallace did? He said, well, if we have a testimony on Wednesday, and if he says that, and puts words in his mouth. I mean, this is exactly what Adam Schiff did. This is now what Chris Wallace is doing. Remember when Adam Schiff took the transcript that had been released and completely ignored it and then made up his own version of what's going on? You now have Chris Wallace telling us in advance how Gordon Sondland's testimony, which hasn't been given yet, is going to completely blow President Trump out of the water. Steve Scalise comes back and says, well, the president's defense is that those things didn't happen. And it's not just the president's word on that. President Zelensky himself, the president of Ukraine, said that the aid wasn't conditioned and there was no pressure And then because of some of these innuendos that you're talking about, the foreign minister of Ukraine just a few days ago released another statement saying there never was a link between aid and investigations and so forth. Let's play a little bit of a clip so you get the idea of how Chris Wallace was, how aggressive he was with Steve Scalise, how he wanted to debate him on every issue, and how he wanted to supply testimony on behalf of the so-called whistleblowers, who were not, can't be whistleblowers because they didn't see anything wrong, can't be witnesses because they didn't witness anything. Let's play a little bit of that back and forth between Chris Wallace attacking Steve Scalise. Video one.
Holmes told members of Congress in his sworn testimony he asked whether the president cares about Ukraine. He says Sondland told him Mr. Trump only cares about big stuff that benefits the president, like the Biden investigation. Doesn't that contradict the president's story, sir? All the president cared about was going after the Bidens.
Well, if that was the case, then President Trump wouldn't have done all of the things that he's done to help Ukraine stand up to Russia. And in fact, on the original Zelensky phone call that was released, President Zelensky was thanking President Trump for the things he's done, like selling the Javelin missiles, which helped them stand up to the Russian aggression, and the tanks. By the way, Barack Obama and Joe Biden would not sell Ukraine those same Javelin missiles, and would not give that same kind of aid.
All of that is true.
Sir.
I mean, your statement of the record is accurate, but the difference is between the April phone call and the July phone call, President Trump had suspended military aid, $391 million in aid that the U.S. Congress, you, had helped, had authorized. The president suspended that, and the question is, did he suspend it because all he cared about was investigating the Bidens?
No, and in fact, part of what Congress appropriated had language attached to it that required that the administration make sure that Ukraine's rooting out corruption, because there were elections during that same period you just mentioned. And Zelensky got elected on a platform of rooting out corruption, which we're glad about, but nobody really knew if that was what he was going to follow through on because of Ukraine's history of corruption. The law required that before any taxpayer money go to Ukraine, the president had to ensure that they're rooting out corruption, which ultimately they did. The money was released, and he got the money he needed.
But, sir, both in the April phone call and in the July phone call, President Trump mentions the word corruption. What he talks about is investigations of the Democrats, possible interference in 2016, investigations into the Bidens and Burisma, and the phone call that David Holmes overheard on July 26th, he says what the president asked was, is he going to do the investigations?
Well, and again, we can talk about second and third and fourth hand information of people who ultimately are going to testify. You can hear it from them on Wednesday. But what the facts are, did the money actually go to Ukraine? And even on the phone call with President Trump and President Zelensky, they talked about the steps that Ukraine is taking to root out corruption. It was something that Zelensky got elected on, a platform of doing. Everybody knew that Ukraine had problems with corruption, going back to possible interference that Russia also was involved in the 2016 election.
Yeah. Fox News Corporation, FNC. Maybe we should just, instead of call them FNC, we ought to call them MSFNC. Chris, why don't you go back and read the transcript of the call to accurately represent it? Because it was the Ukrainian president, Zelensky, who brought up corruption. He said, we're draining our swamp here. And as Steve Scalise said, look, they were getting equipment. And he says, yeah, but that stopped. And he goes, yeah, it stopped because we had an election and we wanted to see if these people were corrupt again. And that's what this whole thing was about. And so going on further in the interview, at one point, Steve Scalise says the inspector general said the whistleblower had political motivations. And Wallace comes back, we're not going to talk about the whistleblower. So we're not going to talk about the whistleblower. We're not going to mention Eric Ciaramella's name. Eric CIA Ramella. They will not, he who shall not be named by Chris Wallace or anybody at Fox News, as a matter of fact. I cannot talk about that whistleblower. He's not a whistleblower. He's not a witness. He's a CIA agent as part of a coup. And now that's been joined by Fox News's Chris Wallace. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
I've made a lot of predictions that have come true. But I'm here to tell you, most of those really weren't predictions that came out of a crystal ball. I could see where the globalists were going. I could see what their in-game agenda was, what their goal was. And I knew that when they were setting us up to be deplatformed, that they were really setting the precedent to take everybody off air, to silence everyone, to ban words and names and information on fake whistleblowers so that their false narratives couldn't be opposed. What the globalists really feared was independent media and platforms in the future. It was the model of InfoWars as much as the information that had to be silenced, because they need total information dominance for their outrageous lies and the evil they're pushing to succeed. And that's why keeping InfoWars on the air is now more imperative and more vital than ever. There's a famous quote by a Marine Corps general in the Korean War. When 3 million Chi-Coms had flooded across the border and surrounded the Marines, more than 50 to 1, some estimates have it. But the point is, they were outnumbered, and the general was told, "General, we're completely surrounded." He said, "Good, we can attack in all directions." Well, that's the point that InfoWars has reached. And it really is epic. It really is biblical. And we wouldn't have gone this far without all your support. But it's going to become more critical than ever as the censorship becomes complete. And it's not just Americans, but folks all over the world are completely silenced when it comes to speaking the name of a CIA fake whistleblower or exposing a pedophile or speaking out against dangerous vaccines. Because by InfoWars having its own platform, that checkmates the globalists. InfoWars Life has done it again with undoubtedly our biggest breakthrough yet, super silver whitening toothpaste. This is proprietary. This is with the top lab in the country, and it is incredibly high quality. This is the best toothpaste you're going to find. It's called whitening toothpaste, but really it knocks out the bacteria. It recalcifies the teeth. It does so many things on so many fronts. These beautiful tubes of super silver toothpaste are available at an introductory price of 25% off out of the gates. It's as low as we can go, and they're going to sell out very, very quickly. Super silver whitening toothpaste is going to be a hit. I'm very, very proud of it. And I want to thank my father, a retired dentist, for spearheading this the last 2 years and developing it. It's 25% off out of the gates. That's as low as we can go because it's very, very expensive to produce. Get yours today at InfoWarsLife.com. The globalists know that I will never willingly give up. I've said it many times. I will never give in. I will never give up, but I could give out. And it's very, very frustrating to see them committing all their crimes against humanity, to see evil running rampant like this, and to know that most Americans have already been silenced in cyberspace, that most Americans have already been shadow banned by big tech. And to know that most Americans feel powerless and don't realize how much power they have by spreading the word about NewsWars.com, InfoWars.com, and Band.video. And that people are hungry for the truth now more than ever. And that if you tell people, hey, the banned truth they don't want you to have is at InfoWars.com/show and Band.video. So take heart, folks. They've had to censor everybody and shut everybody down because the truth is powerful and they can't beat us fair and square.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Free speech to free minds. You're listening to The David Knight Show.
All right, as we look at the checkmark media, I call them that because, you know, they've got that checkmark from NewsGuard. You know, Microsoft does NewsGuard for DARPA, and they're going to guard our elections as well. They've got this little program funded by DARPA. Microsoft is funded by them. Got a corporation working on their sole funding is $10 million grant from DARPA, the people who are going to count the votes and guard the election. And they're guarding our news as well with that check mark. And so, you know, if you're Fox News or MSNBC or CNN, you get the check mark. You're the check mark media. Actually, they are the checkbook media. Anything for money. And access, as we just were talking about Jeffrey Epstein, right? You know, we had Chris Wallace and these other people saying, you know, we now have people talking about how they brought in advertisers that, yeah, we don't like Trump. We're going to show you how much we don't like Trump. We're not Trump's media here, and I'm going to come against him just to show you. Again, you don't like President Trump's policies? Say so. And Trump's got some really good policies. He's got some that I disagree with. Go on a policy-by-policy basis, but this is not the game that they're playing. And just to give you an example of how fake this whole thing is, that you saw Chris Wallace fighting with Steve Scalise on over the weekend, and President Trump tweeted out about it, talking about how pathetic it was that Chris Wallace was doing this and how good Steve Scalise did, and Steve Scalise did do a good job. You saw Chris Wallace desperate, interrupting and stuttering and trying to push this. It was almost as bad as Prince Andrew. But here's the thing. You know, when we look at this, I think President Trump, as I said last week, really does need to take the advice of Bill Clinton. Yes, Bill Clinton is actually right on this. Last week, Bill Clinton said to President Trump, he said, stop tweeting about this. Just tell people, which is what Bill Clinton did. Said, yeah, my lawyer's going to take care of this. Nothing here. I've got a country to run. You do that, President Trump, and you'll win. But don't get down here in the dirt and start slinging mud. Don't punch down. That's not the way to do this. When is somebody around President Trump going to tell him this? This is the wrong way to handle this, to be tweeting out and defending himself on every different. He's got plenty of people who can defend him. There's no basis to this. Steve Scalise can defend him. We can talk about what's going on. I mean, it's pretty obvious. I don't like to see people railroaded, and that includes President Trump. I object to it just on the basis of this this whole process is nonsense, absolute nonsense. And to give you an example of how President Trump is being railroaded, how Adam Schiff is covering up this information. Gateway Pundit had a news story that came out yesterday. A National Security Council senior director, the NSC senior director for European affairs. His name is Morrison, Tim Morrison. Now, he testified back in October behind closed doors. And this is an example of why, A, there's nothing to this whole process, and B, how Adam Schiff is rigging this to try to make it look like there's something. Because he has Tim Morrison come in. Again, he's the NSC senior director. Now, you've heard so much about Lieutenant Colonel Vindman, right? You hear his name all the time. Press is always talking about Lieutenant Colonel Vindman. Who did Lieutenant Colonel Vindman report to? Tim Morrison. Now, why is it that you hear about Vindman, but you don't hear about Morrison? Well, it's because Morrison doesn't support what Adam Schiff wants to be supported, and Vindman does. And so the transcript was just released this weekend. So this is breaking news. Just came out this weekend. The interview again was held way back in October, and Adam Schiff kept it secret, kept it hidden. The testimony completely destroys his attempt to do this. He said in his testimony, he said that Adam Schiff's chief witness and the reported second whistleblower, Lieutenant Colonel Vindman, was unreliable. And this is a guy who reported to him, his subordinate. He called his subordinate unreliable. And this guy, Tim Morrison, was actually in on the phone call in question between President Trump and the Ukrainian President Zelensky. So Morrison was actually there and actually heard the phone call. Vindman did not. And Morrison says there was nothing. This is what he had to say in his testimony. Morrison said he did not believe that anything improper occurred on the phone call that he heard. Now, see, Vindman says, well, I think it was improper, but he didn't hear it. Furthermore, Morrison testified that the memorandum of the conversation was complete and accurate. So what he's saying is that transcript that was released, that's what I heard. And so these other witnesses who are not there are calling into question the transcript. But the guy who was at the transcript, the guy who was the boss of this whistleblower, Vindman, for Adam Schiff, his boss says, no, it was accurate. I was there. The person that you can't trust is Vindman. And so Adam Schiff holds that testimony and then quietly releases it over the weekend. Isn't that interesting? Morrison repeatedly testified that he purposefully kept Lieutenant Colonel Vindman out of the loop because he had concerns about Vindman's judgment, which were also raised to him by Fiona Hill and others. And Mr. Morrison testified that Lieutenant Colonel Vindman never reported to Morrison any of the quote-unquote light queries, unquote, that he received from Ukrainian officials in August regarding the hold on aid. You see that? That right there tells you that there was nothing at all. Then we have Jennifer Williams, Mike Pence's aide. And when I see her coming after President Trump, it's another one of these indications that there's something fishy going on with Pence and with Nikki Haley and with these people around Vice President Pence. It's absolutely amazing to see that she is trying to throw President Trump under the bus. One last thing here. Marie Yovanovitch, the Obama holdover. I thought this was kind of interesting. She was Bush and Obama's ambassador to Armenia. And again, these are the Christians who 100 years ago were slaughtered by the Ottoman Turks. And it was because of that that the term genocide was coined, because what happened there. But George W. Bush removed her predecessor, John Evans, from the Armenia Post after he called it a genocide. Oh, so see, George W. Bush, hear this, conservatives? George W. Bush, he removed the ambassador to Armenia because he said, yeah, you Armenians were. It was a genocide conducted against you by the Turks. And so George W. Bush removed that guy from the post. He then nominated Richard Hoagland to be U.S. ambassador to Armenia, but he refused to acknowledge the Turkish Holocaust as a genocide. So the Senate rejected him. Then Yovanovitch was the next nominee for the post, and she got the message, don't call it a genocide. Talk about how bad it was, but don't use that G word, right? And so she played along. She refused to call it a genocide. It was actually 1.5 million Armenian Christians who were killed by the Ottoman Turks, but she soft-pedaled it, and so she was rewarded with the kinds of posts that she later got. This is the star witness last week. She was on for something like 5 hours. But, of course, she's not anybody who would slant something for political gain, is she? No, nothing except the slaughter of 1.5 million people. She will downplay that or spin that for political gain, right? Yeah. Kind of like Madeleine Albright. Yeah, you know, your sanctions killed 500,000 kids. It was worth it. It was worth it. So I guess the Armenian genocide was worth it for Marie Yovanovitch, and you can trust everything she has to say. When are they going to start asking about Alexandria Chalupa and the DNC and their involvement in Ukraine to try to rig our elections in 2016. We'll be right back.
I spend a lot of time reminding the InfoWars family of listeners and viewers that without you, we won't be on the air. And I spend a lot of time thanking you. But I really think you should thank yourself for keeping us on the air and really changing the world for the better and raising the alarm as modern Paul Revere's. But something I should spend more time on is just reminding you that these products are really amazing. You've got that pledge from me, but you've seen the third-party test out there, the air filtration, the water filtration. The supplements are all the very best you're going to find out there. And you can't fund an operation anywhere else that's fighting the globalist this hard. So it's not a burden to support InfoWars. It really is something that is good for everybody, that stands for justice and freedom and makes your life and your family's life and your children's life so much better. So visit InfoWarsStore.com today. About a month ago, President Trump announced that he was going to move his domicile from New York City to Florida, where he's always said he planned to retire to. And the left got so excited. They said, oh, he's about to resign and leave instead of facing impeachment, and he's running to Florida. Well, now we know why the president did that. He knew the leftist-controlled appeals courts were going to say that he had to give up his tax returns so they can pour over them and harass every business partner he's got. They want to terrorize people that he's worked with. And by moving his domicile from New York to Florida, that gets around the New York law they've passed to get his tax returns that are supposed to be private. So all those people out there holding their breath for the president to resign, in his words, we're kicking the deep state's ass, and he's never going to resign. Beto O'Rourke came out dozens of times and said, we're going to confiscate all your semi-automatic rifles. And he got all the other Democrats on the stage, nine others, to agree and said that he was a hero. Think about that. Now, those Democrats have taken all the guns in the cities they control. Their blue cities are literal crap holes covered with needles and with massive drug dealing and incredible levels of violent crime. They know what they're doing. And now the Supreme Court's come out and ruled that gun manufacturers can be sued into oblivion for what criminals do using their firearms. My goodness, ladies and gentlemen, this country's under such incredible attack. But more and more towns and cities are saying they're sanctuaries for the Second Amendment, and they're going to follow the original Bill of Rights and Constitution, and they're not going to help in the confiscation of guns. So you see, a lot of these cities ignore illegal aliens. Well, we could ignore all your unconstitutional laws. A question was once posed to Thomas Jefferson. What is the level of tyranny that a tyrant will take humanity to? How far will they go? What's their limit? And he said it is the limit to which other men and women will submit. The answer is there is no limit to evil. It is a bottomless pit. We've been taught in modern culture and society that evil doesn't exist, or that there's no free will, or there's no devil or the God. But those very same people have all these rules for us about speech and how we can dress and where we can live and what our houses can be like. They just don't want us to have any values so they can run over us. Oxford's banned clapping. Universities in the U.S. have banned 21-gun salutes for veterans. These people are dangerous cult leaders, and it's time to reject them.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Welcome back, folks. Yeah, how do we escape this prison that is being built for us? This total control of information? It was all free, they said. Come on in. We got a free internet playground. Everything's free. You are the product. It's like a Twilight Zone episode, isn't it? To serve mankind, and then you find out it's a cookbook. Well, you know, we're going to serve you data. How about that? And you find out that you are the data. You are going to be consumed. I mean, it is. Where is Rod Steiger when we need him, right? They basically implemented that. Folks, if you want to help us keep free speech alive, keep information alive, as I said before, we can't have a republic if the public is kept in the dark. And they don't want a republic. They want their own systems of control. That's why they shut us down first. We had the military-industrial complex saying, yeah, we got to silence those cannons on social media just before they shut us down. We know where this is coming from. We know that the way that it's being done. We know that the largest corporations the world has ever seen, as Andrew Yang pointed out there, got more power and people and money than
most governments in the world. And guess what? They're all allied to attack us first. But you've been very good about standing in support of us. And we've tried to make this a win-win situation because we've got some great products to help you support your health and your family's health. And we've got some great prices now. They're not only safe, natural, and effective, but they're also very affordable right now. 40 to 70% off, free shipping, and double Patriot points so that you can get discounts in the future. We have things like BrainForce Plus, my favorite supplement. Well, I can't really say that. I really do like the krill oil. Alex gave me some krill oil. Said, I think you're going to like this. And he's right. I really do like it. It really does help to focus my mind as well. But BrainForce Plus, we've got Knockout, all-natural sleep aid, 50% off. VasoBeat, our vasodilator that's made out of beet juice, concentrated beet juice, however. And that helps to dilate your vascular system. 50% off. We have Survival Shield X3 Nascent Iodine, 70% off. We have Chill Force, 50% off, to help you to relax at the end of the day. We have BioTrue Selenium. You know that you need selenium. However, do you know that the selenium that you're getting is good? Is it something's made in China? Is it got a lot of impurities in it? Ours is non-GMO from organic sources. That's why we call it BioTrue Selenium. You can find that 50% off. And we have a new toothpaste, a new variant of our Super Silver toothpastes. We have now a whitening agent. Coral calcium carbonate has been added to Super Silver. Super Silver, again, does not have fluoride. It has the good halogen iodine in it, but most importantly, it has nano silver in it to fight bacteria and viruses. And now we have a whitening agent in a Super Silver whitening toothpaste. That new toothpaste is 25% off right out of the block. If you buy that, you can also save 50% off of the children's flavor, the bubblegum Super Silver toothpaste. Take a look at the products that we have at InfoWarsStore.com. Big discounts. Black Friday sales have arrived early because, you know, Black Friday is arriving late this year. So we've got our Black Friday already underway. Free shipping and double Patriot points, InfoWarsStore.com. You know, one of the things I was absolutely amazed is how this Colin Kaepernick situation just never seems to go away. We got 91% of the people in one poll online. 2,500 people voted. And that's an online poll. It's not a Zogby poll where 81% of the people said, I don't care about the impeachment stuff, right? Not going to affect my opinion of President Trump one way or the other. Some people like him. Some people don't like him. The impeachment thing is just a way to discredit the Democrats, quite frankly, as they try to discredit President Trump. I think it's to both of their discredits. But nevertheless, 81% definitely don't want to see that. But 91% in this non-scientific poll say that they don't want to see Colin Kaepernick come back. They want him to stay out of the NFL. However, you got 24 teams to attend the Colin Kaepernick workout, reported ESPN over the weekend. So I look at that, and I don't really follow football, certainly not NFL. Haven't for a long time. I looked up, how many teams are there? Well, there's 32 teams. So that's 75% of the teams are coming to watch this one guy work out. And, you know, each of the NFL teams has 53 players. So that means that there's 1,696 players. 1,700 players. And yet everybody is focused on Colin Kaepernick. Why would that be? It is merely politics. You know that. I know that. You know, all these people like LeBron James. Oh, I'd really, you know, but of course, he will not support the Hong Kong people against tyranny. Oh, yeah. Yeah. The hypocrisy of these people. They simply like Colin Kaepernick, and the NFL likes Colin Kaepernick. Why? Well, because he doesn't like the national anthem. As a matter of fact, we had Don Lemon coming after Gladys Knight. Remember Gladys Knight? I mean, she is a big, big name from way back when. And she, you know, again, she's an older performer, so she hasn't had any hits for a while. But she is still royalty, especially for the black community. I mean, Gladys Knight is going to be criticized by Don Lemon. Why? You know, they will hold up Colin Kaepernick because he thumbs his nose at the American flag. And they will criticize Gladys Knight because she's going to sing the national anthem. And I want you to hear what she had to say to Colin Kaepernick. Let's play that clip.
I grew up with the national anthem. We used to sing it in school before school started. We used to say prayers in school before school started.
Oh, yeah.
And we just don't have that anymore. And I'm just hoping that it will be about our country and how we treat each other and being the great country that we are.
Mm-hmm. I don't know if you remember the controversy during the inauguration when Chrisette Michele sang at the inauguration, and I just read an article in the New York Times how she basically lost her career for doing so. You have a much longer history and resume.
It's kind of threatening her.
A legend in this business.
So
is that a
you're
concern
going to,
for you
destroy
at
your
all,
reputation?
Given the controversy surrounding this?
You know what? Nothing good comes easy. And I would hope that they will understand, as I do, that we have a better way to do this than to be all angry and why is he doing this or why is she doing that, you know. It's just for me about respect for the, I mean, if we just start denying the anthem, there's so many people that have died for our country, and there's so many people in my family that are still part of, you know, just standing for the country. They're in the services and that kind of thing. And just to not say that, if you really listen to the lyric of the beginning, mm-hmm. you'll understand that we have fought hard for a long time, and not just in wars.
Yeah, Don Lemon's not buying that. He's not happy. You can see the misery on his face as she said, well, you know, I love my country. And I think we ought to stop all this meanness and nastiness and accusing everybody. Just listen to the lyrics, and he doesn't like that. He says, well, you know, this has cost some people their career. Aren't you worried about that? You know, your legacy? Because she's kind of semi-retired now. I mean, she may still be doing concerts with her hits. She's got so many of them. But he doesn't like that. He doesn't like that. Because, you know, they're pushing the guy that hates this country, quite frankly. And they don't like to hear that from Gladys Knight. They're trying to intimidate her, just like they tried to intimidate Burgess Owens. And he wasn't going to be intimidated about that either. A former NFL player. He said, I remember a time when we had strong black communities. We had entrepreneurs. We had our own businesses. And we had families. And that's all been torn apart. And you people are trying to destroy our country as well. So as a people like Burgess Owens, Gladys Knight, no relation, but a sister from another mother, out there pushing this stuff. Meanwhile, even Obama is saying, voters don't want to see all this crazy stuff, y'all. What are you doing to the Democrats? Barack Obama said, even as we push the envelope and we're bold in our vision, we also have to be rooted in reality. Who would he be talking about that's not rooted in reality? Would that be the Squad? Would that be Nancy Pelosi and Adam Schiff? Yeah, they're not rooted in reality. Bernie Sanders, Elizabeth Warren, they're not rooted in reality. He said, the average American, said Obama, doesn't think we have to completely tear down the system and remake it. See what he's telling you? He's saying, y'all are saying we got to tear down the system and remake. Well, the average American doesn't want to hear that. So don't tell them. Do what Joy Behar did. She said, don't tell them we're going to take the guns. Just get elected and then take the guns. You know, get elected, then tear down the system and rebuild a socialist utopia. We'll be right back.
The globalists know that I will never willingly give up. I've said it many times. I will never give in. I will never give up, but I could give out. And it's very, very frustrating to see them committing all their crimes against humanity, to see evil running rampant like this, and to know that most Americans have already been silenced in cyberspace, that most Americans have already been shadow banned by big tech. And to know that most Americans feel powerless and don't realize how much power they have by spreading the word about NewsWars.com, InfoWars.com, and Band.video. And that people are hungry for the truth now more than ever. And that if you tell people, hey, the banned truth they don't want you to have is at InfoWars.com/show and Band.video. So take heart, folks. They've had to censor everybody and shut everybody down because the truth is powerful and they can't beat us fair and square. There's a famous quote by a Marine Corps general in the Korean War when 3 million Chi-Coms had flooded across the border and surrounded the Marines. More than 50 to 1, some estimates have it. But the point is, they were outnumbered, and the general was told, "General, we're completely surrounded." He said, "Good, we can attack in all directions." Well, that's the point that InfoWars has reached. And it really is epic. It really is biblical. And we wouldn't have gone this far without all your support. But it's going to become more critical than ever as the censorship becomes complete. And it's not just Americans, but folks all over the world are completely silenced when it comes to speaking the name of a CIA fake whistleblower or exposing a pedophile or speaking out against dangerous vaccines. Because by InfoWars having its own platform, that checkmates the globalists.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Using free speech to free minds. It's The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. We have some articles that are calling into question President Trump going to Walter Reed Military Hospital in Bethesda, Maryland over the weekend. On Saturday afternoon, Trump went there for a surprise medical exam. And there's a lot of things about this medical exam that are surprising. President Trump visited the hospital for a quick exam and labs, quote unquote. He said it was phase one of my yearly physical. But unlike his prior two physicals in office, reports New York Magazine, which were completed in just one sitting, the Saturday visit was not listed on the president's public schedule. Typically, Walter Reed's medical staff would get a general notice about a VIP visit to the medical center ahead of the presidential visit, notifying them of closures at the facility, but that did not happen this time, indicating that the visit was a non-routine visit and scheduled at the last minute. Furthermore, he was not due for a physical until February. So the question is, if he's got a situation like this, is this some health emergency that came up? Is this perhaps even something like a poisoning? Who knows what happened with this? But certainly it was unusual in the sense that always in the past, they would have one visit. It would be scheduled well in advance. Another routine checkup is not scheduled until February. They know when these things are happening because they get advance notice and they take appropriate security measures. None of that happened this time. So this was a impromptu, last minute, visit to the hospital for President Trump. So just be aware of that. I don't know what to make of that at this point, except that it is highly unusual. I was just talking about Obama saying the average American doesn't think that we have to completely tear down the system and remake it. So again, don't tell them the plan. The plan is, as I've pointed out many times, been out there for quite some time, Cloward and Piven. These two Democrat economists who decades ago said, we got to get everybody on welfare. That'll collapse the system and then we can rebuild it. That's exactly what Obama is saying. Completely tear down the system and remake it. Remake it how? Remake it as a socialist system, centrally planned with them in control of every resource, that you got to go begging to them for everything, whether it's healthcare or transportation or a job, you name it. And then when that didn't work, Cloward and Piven in the early 2000s said, well, you know, Americans are not going on welfare enough, so let's open the border and we can bring them all in, put them on welfare. That will collapse the system. And then we can rebuild our socialist utopia at that point in time. But just don't tell them. Just like Joy Behar said, don't tell them. And when Barack Obama is saying, we got to be bold in our vision, but we got to be rooted in reality, he is admitting that these programs that are being put out there by Bernie Sanders, by Elizabeth Warren, by all the rest of the field, are not rooted in reality. That's right. They're calling, as he pointed out, for a political revolution, for big structural change. And he said, there's a lot of persuadable voters. There's a lot of Democrats out there who just want to see things make sense. They don't want to see this crazy stuff. That's how Barack Obama is characterizing the Democrats' plans. They don't want to see this crazy stuff. Come on. They want to see things a little more fair. They want to see things a little bit more just. And that's how I think we need to approach this. In April, Obama said, one of the things I do worry about sometimes among progressives in the United States, maybe it's true here as well, is a certain kind of rigidity where we say, I'm sorry, this is how it's going to be. Yeah, we've noticed that as well. It's called authoritarian policies. I'm sorry, this is how it's going to be. You know, this is the way we do it in San Francisco, and this is the way it's going to be. Yeah, there's a lot of authoritarian policies out there. When we come back, we're going to take a look at one of the authoritarian policies that's been put out by a guy that is dearly loved by many libertarians, surprisingly, Andrew Yang. He has a very authoritarian idea about what to do about censorship on social media. He wants to make it worse. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
I've made a lot of predictions that have come true, but I'm here to tell you most of those really weren't predictions that came out of a crystal ball. I could see where the globalists were going. I could see what their in-game agenda was, what their goal was. And I knew that when they were setting us up to be deplatformed, that they were really setting the precedent to take everybody off air, to silence everyone, to ban words and names and information on fake whistleblowers so that their false narratives couldn't be opposed. What the globalists really feared was independent media and platforms in the future. It was the model of InfoWars as much as the information that had to be silenced, because they need total information dominance for their outrageous lies and the evil they're pushing to succeed. And that's why keeping InfoWars on the air is now more imperative and more vital than ever.
Deceit. Telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, the David Knight Show.
All right, let's talk a little bit about politics, electoral politics, presidential politics. We have Michael Bloomberg, who has announced that he's going to enter the race, and I don't know, he's one of the half dozen most wealthy men in the world, and he is going to drop just a little bit of that, you know, $100 million on anti-Trump ads in battleground states. Now, let's kind of put that in perspective. We had Jeff Bezos, one of his friends, who actually begged Bloomberg to get into the race. Please be president. One of us needs to rule this, you know. The cabal, the technocratic cabal, like H.G. Wells talked about in Shape of Things to Come. We know better than these people. Come on. You need to be the one to step up to the plate. It's your turn. And when we look at this, you know, Jeff Bezos already dropped $250 million, 2.5 times what Bloomberg is going to spend on anti-Trump ads in battleground states. He's going to focus it to the battleground states and spend $100 million. And, you know, Jeff Bezos spent $250 million to buy the failing Washington Post. Why would he do that? It's not a business model. It's a political move. Because if you want to succeed in business, you have to buy politicians. You have to be able to pressure them with public opinion. And how better to do that than the Washington Post? You know, you can attack your enemies and help your friends and so forth, and they can in turn help you. And he's kind of upset that he didn't get that JEDI contract. JEDI is the acronym for some kind of a joint. I forget what the E and the D are, but basically it was the Pentagon cloud system. Many people looked at it, said, this is a $10 billion contract that looks like it was custom written for Amazon. And there was a reason for that. You had Secretary Mattis, who's now become a big never Trump critic. I reported about this while Mattis was still in the White House, while he was still part of the Trump team. I talked about how Mattis and his key assistant had been making trips out to Seattle to Amazon's corporate headquarters to set this whole thing up, to make it, you know, their big competitor was Microsoft. And interestingly enough, Microsoft won. Maybe Trump got wind of what Bezos was doing with Mattis. Mattis is gone, and Amazon didn't get that contract. I'm real happy about that. I'm not happy that Microsoft has got it, because Microsoft has been hand in glove with the deep state on all these different issues. I mean, you go back and look at the Snowden slides showing Prism. Microsoft was the first one of the tech companies that joined them in surveillance. Microsoft is the company that they went to run NewsGuard. Hand out that check mark to the check mark media, the checkbook media. And Microsoft is the company that they're turning to quote unquote protect the electronic voting machines from being hacked. That's DARPA working with them. So I'm not really surprised. I mean, there's a lot of relationships with Microsoft. But Bezos spent $250 million to get the Washington Post because I thought, you know, he could make a play. You know, this long established relationship there with Microsoft and the military industrial complex, the Pentagon, DARPA, and so forth. Maybe he thought he could get a wedge in there. You know, he had Mattis and others who were working with him. But that didn't happen. But, you know, Bloomberg's got more money, I think. Well, no, I think Bezos has got more money. It's hard to tell. You know, these billionaires, it's like, I'll have to contact Forbes. They always keep track of the ranking of these various billionaires. To me, after, you know, once you get past the six figures, it all just runs together. These guys are way past six figures. Anyway, Bloomberg is going to spend $100 million just in battleground states. Now, to put that in perspective, I compared it to Bezos' Washington Post purchase. But think about the 2000 campaign. That was Bush versus Gore. Al Gore complained that George W. was buying the election because he spent $100 million on the entire campaign. And now Bloomberg is going to spend $100 million in just the battleground states just to criticize President Trump, just on anti-Trump ads. That doesn't say how much he's going to spend on ads praising himself, does it? That's where we are with this stuff. Meanwhile, Pete Buttigieg doesn't have $100 million, but he pulls out a list of 400 South Carolina black supporters. And the Gateway Pundit points out that 42% of his black supporters are white. And many of them did not endorse Buttigieg. And then to make the announcement, he uses a generic stock photo from Kenya. Oh, Kenya. Well, that's where we got our black president. Or no, actually we didn't. Whether or not that is his real father, I don't think it is. But, yeah, I don't know. If you get an endorsement from Obama, is that a black endorsement or is it a white endorsement? I mean, he's, you know, just as white as he is black. As a matter of fact, as I've said before, the thing that you need to know about Barack Obama is he's neither black nor white. He's 100% CIA. That's what he really is. And that's really what you ought to pay attention to. Forget the skin color stuff. That's malarkey. That makes no more difference than his shoe size or his hair color. Take a look at Andrew Yang here. Again, this is somebody that Reason Magazine has been very, very complimentary of. They like his universal basic income idea. You know, that's the idea that after we no longer have jobs, you know, they'll keep us around like the Eloy. And, you know, they'll feed us and give us games to play, you know, so we can get nice and fat and jiggly. And the Morlocks can do whatever they want to us, right? Kind of a soft kill. Softly kill our initiative, our intellect, and then our bodies. But anyway, Andrew Yang, with his universal basic income program, has now got another idea. He wants the social media algorithms to be subject to federal approval. And Reason Magazine is not too happy with that, and neither am I. He says they're making decisions. Listen, this is what Andrew Yang says. This is a guy who clearly doesn't get it. He has a juvenile, ignorant understanding of both history and political science and the Constitution. He said, they're making decisions on rights that government usually makes, like speech and safety. Now think about that. Does the government make decisions on which rights we're going to be given or allowed to keep? Well, in the Democrats' version of the world, yes, they do. In the Democrats' vision of the world, you don't have rights. You have government-granted privileges. And you have a right only if the government says that you have a right. And they will say that you have a right to be given free stuff. But you don't have any freedom. you don't have liberty. They don't accept the idea that our rights come from God because they don't accept God. They believe they are God. And so they will tell us what we can and cannot have. They will grant privileges to us. They will make the decisions. They're making decisions. These corporations are making decisions on rights that government usually makes, like speech and safety. Well, he is right. I mean, they are determining when we can have free speech and when we can't. And something needs to be done about that. And as Reason points out, Section 230 of the Communications Decency Act is essentially the Internet's First Amendment. What the Section 230 did of the Communications Decency Act was it said that the Internet platforms are not going to be responsible for the content that people put on them. So if you got a public square, as Jack Dorsey of Twitter has called it, if you have an Internet public square, you know, you've got Twitter, you've got YouTube, you've got Facebook or whatever, you're going to be given immunity and you're not going to be responsible for what people put on there. So why are they taking responsibility? Why are they taking responsibility? Well, he says, here's an example. See, Andrew Yang says, well, there needs to be some accountability. Accountability to who? Well, accountability to me. He's saying the same thing little Marco Rubio said to these executives. He didn't care that they kicked off Alex Jones and InfoWars. He said, you're not going to do what the Chinese government tells you. You're going to do what we tell you, right? You're going to be accountable to us, right? And then they say, but we're not censoring. The corporation is censoring, and they can do that. See, we don't need to get rid of Section 230. What we need to do is we need to apply it liberally to stop the censoring. We need to say, look, you're not liable, so don't censor anything. Wouldn't that be simple? Oh, but they don't want that. The answer to all this stuff is to apply the Bill of Rights more liberally, not more restrictively.
I spend a lot of time reminding the InfoWars family of listeners and viewers that without you, we won't be on the air. And I spend a lot of time thanking you. But I really think you should thank yourself for keeping us on the air and really changing the world for the better and raising the alarm as modern Paul Revere's. But something I should spend more time on is just reminding you that these products are really amazing. You've got that pledge from me, but you've seen the third-party test out there, the air filtration, the water filtration. The supplements are all the very best you're going to find out there. And you can't fund an operation anywhere else that's fighting the globalist this hard. So it's not a burden to support InfoWars. It really is something that is good for everybody, that stands for justice and freedom and makes your life and your family's life and your children's life so much better. So visit InfoWarsStore.com today. InfoWars Life has done it again with undoubtedly our biggest breakthrough yet, Super Silver Whitening Toothpaste. This is proprietary. This is with the top lab in the country, and it is incredibly high quality. This is the best toothpaste you're going to find. It's called whitening toothpaste, but really it knocks out the bacteria. It recalcifies the teeth. It does so many things on so many fronts. These beautiful tubes of Super Silver toothpaste are available at an introductory price of 25% off out of the gates. It's as low as we can go, and they're going to sell out very, very quickly. Super Silver Whitening Toothpaste is going to be a hit. I'm very, very proud of it. I want to thank my father, a retired dentist, for spearheading this the last 2 years and developing it. It's 25% off out of the gates. That's as low as we can go because it's very, very expensive to produce. Get yours today at InfoWarsLife.com.
InfoWars presents The Alex Jones Show.
You supporting the broadcast over the years is why we're still here. So that's why you spreading the word is so critical. And that's why buying the products is critical, because these are great products you already want and need. And then you literally couldn't thumb your nose at the globalists more by holding us up against their onslaught. It's amazing. InfoWarsStore.com. We've never gone a week and a half over with a sale. Usually 2-3 days. I'm always busy. But this time, I just haven't done it because we're selling out a lot of stuff. We've already had big specials. I don't know how else I'm supposed to have big specials. 40-70% off, 20% free shipping, double Patriot points. A lot of stuff sold out. powder is sold out. Some things came back in, like DNA Force Plus. Turbo Force, the protein bars, Vaso Beast is about to sell out. We've got a lot of great water filtration, air filtration. There's just so much great stuff there. Do your shopping there. Sign up for auto ships. You can support us every month or every 2 months. Click cancel anytime for free. Get 10% off on the order you're making. We know it's less than 1% of the listeners that actually buy products at InfoWarsStore.com. They're also the ones that call in. They're the 1%ers. So we salute you and thank you.
InfoWars.com/show.
Beto O'Rourke came out dozens of times and said, we're going to confiscate all your semi-automatic rifles. And he got all the other Democrats on the stage, nine others, to agree and said that he was a hero. Think about that. Now, those Democrats have taken all the guns in the cities they control. Their blue cities are literal crap holes covered with needles and with massive drug dealing and incredible levels of violent crime. They know what they're doing. And now the Supreme Court's come out and ruled that gun manufacturers can be sued into oblivion for what criminals do using their firearms. My goodness, ladies and gentlemen, this country's under such incredible attack. But more and more towns and cities are saying they're sanctuaries for the Second Amendment, and they're going to follow the original Bill of Rights and Constitution, and they're not going to help in the confiscation of guns. So you see, a lot of these cities ignore illegal aliens. Well, we could ignore all your unconstitutional laws.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
I'm ready.
Andrew Yang proposal said these digital giants such as Facebook, Amazon, Google, Apple, you know, the same people who took us all off in the same 10, 12 hours, purged everything here at InfoWars, cut off this program in mid-broadcast, banned Alex Jones permanently off the internet. You know, these people, he says, they're making decisions on rights that government usually makes, like speech and safety. And again, you know, he's not looking at this from a libertarian standpoint. He's looking at it from a Democrat authoritarian standpoint. Because what he proposes is requiring tech companies to work with the federal government. I thought they were already doing that. Yeah, they are. In order to create algorithms, he says, quote unquote, create algorithms that minimize the spread of misinformation and disinformation, as well as information that is specifically designed to polarize or to incite individuals. And so the question is, who gets to decide whether it's misinformation or disinformation? Who gets to decide whether a political discussion or a dissent or a questioning of the government narrative, oh, that is going to polarize or incite? Oh, we're not going to allow that to happen, right? Who gets to make that decision? Who in government? Oh, well, that would be Andrew Yang, right? Well, guess what, Yang? You may not be the one making the decision when you create this authoritarian structure. Because anybody in power then will be labeling and suppressing speech, just merely claiming that it is polarizing. No, as a matter of fact, Section 230 of the Communications Decency Act, as Reason points out, the Internet's First Amendment, absolves the platforms already from any responsibility to censor. So unless you've got somebody like Andrew Yang or Marco Rubio demanding that they censor, they ought to be left alone. And they ought to leave us alone. And the very fact that they would then, when they have immunity on this, the very fact that they would then take it upon themselves to censor and censor in the way that they're being told to censor tells you who their masters are. But I'm going to give you a little bit more of an idea. Going back to September, I don't know how I missed this, but it's actually wasn't reported by very many people, quite frankly. Middle East Eye is the organization that first broke this story, but it was repeated by Newsweek. Newsweek reported it about a few days later. Actually got some comments from Twitter about this breaking story here. So there was a little bit of a reporting on it, but not much. I think most people missed this. I certainly missed it. I haven't heard anybody else repeat this, but I just found this. A senior Twitter executive with editorial responsibility for the Middle East is also a part-time officer in the British Army's psychological warfare unit. You get that? The British Army's PSYOP unit. It's the 77th Brigade. The guy's name is Gordon McMillan. And he's been with Twitter for 6 years. 6 years. They formed the 77th Brigade in 2015 in order to develop non-lethal ways of waging war. And they use social media platforms like Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, and others, as well as podcasts, data analysis, and audience research to wage what the head of the UK military, General Nick Carter, describes as, quote-unquote, information war. It's an information war. We call it InfoWars. They understand that. Remember Hillary Clinton said it's an info war, information war, and we're losing it? And so in November of 2017, and again, I don't know anybody that's reported on this other than the socialist paper that picked it up in one of these mini hearings in November of 2017 where they pulled in these social media executives and they questioned them about censorship and why they weren't doing it the way the government wanted it done. You had, after all the people from the technocratic elite left, you had a guy from the military industrial complex come out. And he quite frankly said, it is a civil war. A civil war has already started. And in order to win this, we have to silence the cannons on social media. And it was 9 months later that they silenced the biggest cannon on social media, InfoWars. It is an information war. It is a civil war. The first casualty of war is truth. And these people, this PSYOP organization, a guy, again, who is part of this brigade that was developed in 2015, has worked for Twitter for 6 years. And the 77th Brigade is giving the British military, quote, the capability to compete in the war of narratives at the tactical level in order to shape perceptions of conflict. And I have given you data point after data point after data point after data point talking about how these people were funded by DARPA and the military-industrial complex. The internet itself was proposed by a DARPA psychologist, and now we've got a British PSYOP organization here that is, they got the guy, the Twitter executive that works for the British Army Psychological Warfare Unit is in charge of Twitter in a large area of the world. And this was reported back at the end of September. Newsweek at the time contacted them and said, and they replied and said, Twitter is an open, neutral, and independent service. Yes, this is what we have all witnessed, right? We do not allow our data services to be used for surveillance purposes or in any other manner inconsistent with people's expectations of privacy. They are the free speech wing of the Free Speech Party, as Jack said. No, they're not. No, they are not. You better understand where these people are coming from. As I pointed out, as JCR Licklider, he said, yeah, you know, we could set up the internet as a psychologist. Then once it became practical, they started funding it. CIA even created and opened its own venture capital funding firm. They put their chief people from the intelligence community on the boards of venture capital firms, make sure they had the right players in place that would work with them. And then they create, in 2015, they create the 77th Brigade, the UK does, to conduct information warfare, to develop non-lethal ways of conducting war. Yeah, that's right. That's exactly what this is about. And they talk about the fact that, they're not, that's just an open thing. They're not manipulating anything at all. What did make a lot of news, and we did report on this, the fact that, Saudi Arabia, with help from Twitter, it was help from Twitter rather that got Saudi Arabia, helped them to attack Khashoggi and other influential Saudis. And it turns out that there was a spy within Twitter. That the Saudi kingdom utilized to monitor certain user accounts. That was reported by the New York Times, and so that got a lot of attention because they all wanted to talk about Khashoggi. I wonder if it had anything to do with British intelligence helping the Saudis to take out Saudi dissidents. Regardless of where you are on the politics, do you like the Saudis, do you not like the Saudis, you ought to be concerned about how this social media system is a weapon of information war. It was funded, designed, and built just like Al-Qaeda and ISIS and Al-Nusra. It was designed by these same people.
I've made a lot of predictions that have come true, but I'm here to tell you, most of those really weren't predictions that came out of a crystal ball. I could see where the globalists were going. I could see what their in-game agenda was, what their goal was. And I knew that when they were setting us up to be deplatformed, that they were really setting the precedent to take everybody off air, to silence everyone, to ban words and names and information on fake whistleblowers so that their false narratives couldn't be opposed. What the globalists really feared was independent media and platforms in the future. It was the model of InfoWars as much as the information that had to be silenced, because they need total information dominance for their outrageous lies and the evil they're pushing to succeed. And that's why keeping InfoWars on the air is now more imperative and more vital than ever. The globalists know that I will never willingly give up. I've said it many times. I will never give in. I will never give up, but I could give out. And it's very, very frustrating to see them committing all their crimes against humanity, to see evil running rampant like this, and to know that most Americans have already been silenced in cyberspace, that most Americans have already been shadow banned by big tech, and to know that most Americans feel powerless and don't realize how much power they have by spreading the word about NewsWars.com, InfoWars.com, and Band.Video. And that people are hungry for the truth now more than ever. And that if you tell people, hey, the banned truth they don't want you to have is at InfoWars.com/show and Band.Video. So take heart, folks. They've had to censor everybody and shut everybody down because the truth is powerful and they can't beat us fair and square. A question was once posed to Thomas Jefferson. What is the level of tyranny that a tyrant will take humanity to? How far will they go? What's their limit? And he said it is the limit to which other men and women will submit. The answer is there is no limit to evil. It is a bottomless pit. We've been taught in modern culture and society that evil doesn't exist, or that there's no free will, or there's no devil or the God. But those very same people have all these rules for us about speech and how we can dress and where we can live and what our houses can be like. They just don't want us to have any values so they can run over us. Oxford's banned clapping. Universities in the U.S. have banned 21-gun salutes for veterans. These people are dangerous cult leaders, and it's time to reject them. There's a famous quote by a Marine Corps general in the Korean War when 3 million Chi-Coms had flooded across the border and surrounded the Marines. More than 50 to 1, some estimates have it. But the point is they were outnumbered, and the general was told, "General, we're completely surrounded." He said, "Good, we can attack in all directions." Well, that's the point that InfoWars has reached. And it really is epic. It really is biblical. And we wouldn't have gone this far without all your support. But it's going to become more critical than ever as the censorship becomes complete. And it's not just Americans, but folks all over the world are completely silenced when it comes to speaking the name of a CIA fake whistleblower or exposing a pedophile or speaking out against dangerous vaccines. Because by InfoWars having its own platform, that checkmates the globalists.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Liberty. It's your move. And now, The David Knight Show.
Yeah, wouldn't you think that'd be big news? Yeah, it wasn't reported, as I pointed out. It wasn't reported by the New York Times, by CNN, by CNBC, or MSNBC, or Fox News. What wasn't reported? What I just said in the last segment. The fact that Twitter has an active psychological warfare officer from the UK that is over several different regions of the world for Twitter. A unit that was created to conduct information warfare. That wasn't newsworthy. None of those people thought that was newsworthy. I thought it was newsworthy. I didn't see it until just this weekend. Absolutely amazing. But of course, you know, we've got all these different technocratic companies that are involved. You know, Amazon, they didn't get the JEDI contract. They went to Microsoft. Microsoft's deep, deep connections, again, with Prism, with NewsGuard. They're going to give everybody the check marks. You know, you can trust all these people. Isn't that interesting? You know, the partner of the Pentagon and the military-industrial complex in DARPA, Microsoft, gives a check mark to the New York Times, CNN, CNBC, MSNBC, Fox News, all these different organizations. You can trust them. Why? Because they don't tell you that there are serving psychological warfare officers on the board of Twitter. So you can trust those news organizations because they won't tell you that kind of stuff. We will, so you can't trust us and we can't be on there, right? Or they've left me on for the time being. They've capped the number of followers that I have long time ago. Bezos was paid $600 million by the CIA to develop software and media for them, to run a crowd server and so forth. It was a very good investment for him, quite frankly. I mean, he paid $250 million for the Washington Post, and he gets a $600 million contract from CIA. Pretty good return on investment. Almost tripled it. Microsoft with Prism, NewsGuard, ElectionGuard will count the votes. Google out there going to implement smart cities for them. Sidewalk Labs are going to have the social credit score system that is now implemented in China. They will monitor everything and that you do and punish or reward you accordingly, just like China does. And they're setting that up in Toronto. They're going to set it up in Detroit. They're setting it up in Denver. They're setting it up in Alameda, California. They're going to have complete corporate governance of these cities. And the amazing thing about it to me is that these liberals don't get upset about the government spying on people because they trust everything the government can do no wrong in the minds of these Democrats. And so they just got to be worried about the fact that somebody's going to get that and try to sell you some peanut butter or something. That's not where the real problem is. You know, Eric Schmidt and another former Google executive, Jared Cohen, wrote a book called The New Digital Age, Reshaping the Future of People, Nations, and Businesses. Yeah, they intend to do that. They're going to go from taking over cyberspace to taking over physical space. They intend to reshape the future of people, nations, and businesses. And they said this in their book. What Lockheed Martin was to the 20th century, technology and cybersecurity companies like Google will be to the 21st. In other words, they are the new focus of the military-industrial complex, because it's no longer really the military-industrial complex. It's now the police state surveillance complex, and that's really where the growth is going to be. The fastest-growing part of the intelligence community has been, since just before the turn of the century, geospatial intelligence, and that's where James Clapper hid out. That's where he lived. And they have massive, that's one of the reasons why it's not being covered, because that's where the action is. And so that's why the mainstream press is silent about that. Activity-based intelligence, they watch everything that you're doing. It's the metadata. It's not that they're reading your emails or listening to your phone calls. They're looking at the metadata. That's the kind of stuff that they can analyze and use that to predict your activity. Activity-based intelligence, anticipatory intelligence, human domain analytics, so that they can master the human domain. Remember the tagline for Jade Helm? Anyway, you go through and you look at what is going on with this. One example of this is Daniel McAdams, recently taken out. He is the executive director for the Ron Paul Institute for Peace and Prosperity. His sin was the same as the sin of most of the people who have subsequently been punished by our technocratic overlords. Daniel McAdams spent most of his time on Twitter calling out the war machine. And as I said before, if you want to know where this is not liberals coming after conservatives, because there's a lot of liberal outlets and a lot of libertarian outlets that were not Trump supporters, not conservative, that also got banned 2 months after InfoWars. And, you know, there are people who are out there in the culture war. I would actually say, unfortunately, throwing fire on the culture war, you know, pouring gasoline on it, that fire, making it worse. They're allowed to continue. They want to hang out there and further polarize people for this civil war that they want, as long as you're putting out that kind of narrative. But if you tell them what the military-industrial complex is doing, what the police state intelligence state is doing, they want to get you off. And that was the sin of many people that were purged in October after we were purged in August. And that is what they got Daniel McAdams for, because he was talking about the war machine. They purged him off of Twitter, permanently banned him for so-called hateful conduct. What was hateful that he did? Well, he called out Sean Hannity on Fox News. Sean Hannity had done an hour-long segment claiming to be against the deep state while simultaneously wearing a CIA lapel pin. Talk about cognitive dissonance. And so when Sean Hannity does an hour-long segment against the deep state while wearing a CIA lapel pin, Daniel McAdams called him retarded. That was so hateful that he had to be banned permanently from Twitter. That tells you everything you need to know. Twitter, who has an officer with a British PSYOP warfare group in charge of the Middle East as well as other parts of the world. Africa was another one of the areas that he's in charge of. And this mirrors pretty closely what they did to Alex Jones when Alex Jones went to those hearings and called out Oliver Darcy. Oliver Darcy, who had made it his, as a reporter, quote-unquote reporter journalist, he'd made it his lifetime cause to shut down InfoWars and Alex Jones, to censor other people, because he couldn't compete in the free marketplace of ideas. He wanted us censored because they work for the military-industrial complex. And the military-industrial complex, when Alex Jones called out Oliver Darcy, did the same thing they did to Daniel McAdams with the Ron Paul Institute. Oh, that's hateful. You're not allowed to confront somebody who's trying to put you out of business. You know, it's like, you got a problem with me? Why don't you say what you got a problem with? Oh, no, that's hateful. That's bullying. Just like it's bullying and hateful to say that Sean Hannity is not really against the deep state when he supports this type of stuff and wears a CIA pin. So you get pulled off, banned for lifetime. You know, we were talking at the beginning of the program about this incredible miscarriage of justice in California coming after the whistleblowers who blew the whistle on the trafficking in body parts by Planned Parenthood. You know, they got a couple of $1 million judgment against them, talked about how rigged that whole process was, just like the Roger Stone trial. And, you know, in the Julian Assange trial, kind of, isn't it amazing? There's something similar to that happening. The only difference is that in that trial, they have now finally removed this biased judge because of her husband's links. Lady Emma Arbuthnot, the Westminster Chief Magistrate, enmeshed in a conflict of interest, will no longer be presiding over the extradition proceedings of Julian Assange. Yes, because she has deep ties. It's kind of like, you know, the abortion situation. You've got a judge who's sitting there. He helped to found an abortion clinic put in there by Barack Obama and so forth. But he doesn't recuse himself. Well, at least they did that in the Julian Assange trial. But this is how things are rigged. We'll be right back.
Beto O'Rourke came out dozens of times and said, we're going to confiscate all your semi-automatic rifles. And he got all the other Democrats on the stage, nine others, to agree and said that he was a hero. Think about that. Now, those Democrats have taken all the guns in the cities they control. Their blue cities are literal crap holes covered with needles and with massive drug dealing and incredible levels of violent crime. They know what they're doing. And now the Supreme Court's come out and ruled that gun manufacturers can be sued into oblivion for what criminals do using their firearms. My goodness, ladies and gentlemen, this country's under such incredible attack. But more and more towns and cities are saying they're sanctuaries for the Second Amendment, and they're going to follow the original Bill of Rights and Constitution, and they're not going to help in the confiscation of guns. So you see, a lot of these cities ignore illegal aliens. Well, we could ignore all your unconstitutional laws. InfoWars Life has done it again with undoubtedly our biggest breakthrough yet, Super Silver Whitening Toothpaste. This is proprietary. This is with the top lab in the country, and it is incredibly high quality. This is the best toothpaste you're going to find. It's called whitening toothpaste, but really it knocks out the bacteria. It recalcifies the teeth. It does so many things on so many fronts. These beautiful tubes of Super Silver toothpaste are available at an introductory price of 25% off out of the gates. It's as low as we can go, and they're going to sell out very, very quickly. Super Silver Whitening Toothpaste is going to be a hit. I'm very, very proud of it. I want to thank my father, a retired dentist, for spearheading this the last 2 years and developing it. It's 25% off out of the gates. That's as low as we can go. It's very, very expensive to produce. Get yours today at InfoWarsLife.com. I spend a lot of time reminding the InfoWars family of listeners and viewers that without you, we won't be on the air. And I spent a lot of time thanking you. But I really think you should thank yourself for keeping us on the air and really changing the world for the better and raising the alarm as modern Paul Revere's. But something I should spend more time on is just reminding you that these products are really amazing. You've got that pledge from me, but you've seen the third-party test out there, the air filtration, the water filtration. The supplements are all the very best you're going to find out there. And you can't fund an operation anywhere else that's fighting the globalists this hard. So it's not a burden to support InfoWars. It really is something that is good for everybody, that stands for justice and freedom and makes your life and your family's life and your children's life so much better. So visit InfoWarsStore.com today.
InfoWars presents The Alex Jones Show.
You supporting the broadcast over the years is why we're still here. So that's why you spreading the word is so critical. And that's why buying the products is critical, because these are great products you already want and need. And then you literally couldn't thumb your nose at the globalists more by holding us up against their onslaught. It's amazing. InfoWarsStore.com. We've never gone a week and a half over with a sale. Usually 2 or 3 days. I'm always busy. But this time, I just haven't done it because we're selling out a lot of stuff. We've already had big specials. I don't know how else I'm supposed to have big specials. 40-70% off, store-wide free shipping, double Patriot points. A lot of stuff sold out or is sold out. Some things came back in, like DNA Force Plus. Turbo Force, the protein bars, Vaso Beast is about to sell out. We've got a lot of great water filtration, air filtration. There's just so much great stuff there. Do your shopping there. Sign up for auto ships. You can support us every month or every 2 months. Click cancel anytime for free. Get 10% off on the order you're making. We know it's less than 1% of the listeners that actually buy products at InfoWarsStore.com. They're also the ones that call in. They're the 1%ers. So we salute you and thank you.
InfoWars.com/show. You're listening to The David Knight Show.
You know, it's not just an information war. They're actively seeking biological, chemical, and radiological weapons to use against us. And I'm going to talk a little bit in detail about this article that you probably saw in the Drudge Report, a UK paper. A guy was handed one of these 5G devices being put up all over the UK streets, and he said this is a weapon. And I'm going to tell you why he said that. But before we do, real quickly, I just want to remind you of your weapon in the information war, and that is InfoWars. They took us down first because they realized that we were a cannon on the battlefield of the information warfare that's going on. I just talked about how it was quietly released. Middle East Eye reported. Nobody else picked it up. I didn't see it until just this weekend, that the special group that does information warfare in the UK has their officer that is a very high-ranking executive with Twitter. And, of course, we know that there were spies in Twitter, we were told. Spies in Twitter outed Khashoggi and other people to the Saudis. But, of course, the Saudis are funding the Facebook and Twitter and so forth with money from the Atlantic Council, a NATO think tank. This all rolls together. But we're going to take a look at the other aspect of the warfare, the actual physical warfare, not just the information warfare. But the information warfare is a big part of it. As I said, the war has already started. They believe that they're losing it, so they've got to take out the cannons. And they did everything they could to silence us, but we're still here, thanks to you. We've been fighting this now for 15 months. Social media ban. Yeah, they got us off of social media for the most part. I mean, I'm still on social media. I'm still on Twitter. It's the only place I ever was. Still on Twitter, but they've capped my reach. They've capped the number of people who follow me. They keep pulling them off as fast as they come on. And I'm sure they have capped my reach in many other ways. But if you want to find me, you got to look for me. I'm still there, but you can find me if you look for me. They're not going to pass that information along. As a matter of fact, they had my wife unfollow me even. That's one of the ways that I know. I mean, I could see the fact that it's going up and then going down by the same amount all the time, just keeping it level. And then they took my wife off from following me, suggested that she follow AOC. Oh, it's their. I would suggest that they go back and revisit their algorithm if that's really honestly the basis for that. No, it's not the basis for that. It's a psyop. You understand that. But, of course, it's still there. So if you want to go to Libertarian, you can still find my tweets there. But if you want to keep us on air, folks, the products that fund us are what we sell at InfoWarsStore.com. And we have a great sell because we want to make this a win-win situation for you as well. We not only want to keep free speech alive, the free press alive, your ability to see and hear things and to pass them on. Keeping the programs on, keeping the website up, we have InfoWarsStore.com. That's where we sell the products that fund this operation. We have free shipping, double Patriot points right now. Our Black Friday sales have already started. And you can get heavy discounts. 70% off Survival Shield X-Renascent Iodine, for example. We have our newest Super Blue toothpaste or Super Silver toothpaste. This is the one with the whitening agent in it. It is coral calcium carbonate. It is now 25% off right out of the gate. And if you buy that, you can get 50% off the bubblegum flavor of Super Silver. That's our other toothpaste that has nano silver in it. We have two flavors of that, and you can get 50% off the bubblegum. That's for the kids. If you buy one of the Super Silver whitening toothpaste, and again, all of them have nano silver, very effective at fighting bacteria and viruses. And this newest one has a whitening agent in it as well. We have VasoBeat 50% off, Knockout 50% off. We have BodEase, our anti-inflammation product, 50% off. BioTru Selenium 50% off. Super Silver Wound Gel 50% off. That's another application, a topical application of nano silver. You know, they still use silver in burn units. It is still one of, if not the most effective ways to control bacteria. And that's something that people who get a severe second or third degree burn, they have to worry about, bacterial infection. And so they use topical silver for that. You can get that for your own family. Super Silver Wound Gel, 50% off. Many other products at InfoWarsStore.com. Free shipping store-wide, double Patriot points. Black Friday has already started at InfoWarsStore.com. Okay, the article that Drudge was talking about, an individual said he was passed one of these 5G transmitter receivers, whatever it is. Anthony Steele said a whistleblower who works for the police came forward to confirm it. He gave it to him. He took it apart. I watched the video. I couldn't tell from the video, frankly, couldn't verify that what he was saying was true, that it was being used as a weapon. But I can tell you why he would think it is being used as a weapon and why it can be used as a weapon. Whether or not that is the case with that particular instrument there. Do you realize that the frequencies that are 5G are the same frequencies at the upper end of the spectrum? It's a very wide spectrum, but it does go up into the 90 megahertz range. And do you realize that the military is already using crowd control weapons that hit you with a 90 megahertz frequency. They say it's such a high frequency it travels over the surface of your skin. So they say, well, we can make it feel like your skin is on fire. You've heard about this. This isn't anything new. This is the upper frequency range of 5G. And if they, that's why he's saying it's a weapon. Because he's pointing that out. He says, well, look at this type of antenna. This is a weaponized version of this. Because you look at the frequency range of that, and it's actually they got a name for it. Active denial system. They can come out and use non-lethal crowd control on you. They can hit you with this 5G stuff at the 90 megahertz range, and it travels over the surface of your skin. Your skin feels like it's on fire. They say, oh, but it doesn't harm you. It's non-lethal. Well, you know, maybe it is. Maybe, you know, like those rubber bullets, they don't ever hurt anybody, right? They don't ever put out anybody's eyes. They don't ever kill anybody. Well, sometimes they do. Tasers sometimes do as well. But then you add to that the fact that, say, well, okay, that's a different power range, right? Do you realize how 5G works? One of the reasons that you ought to be concerned about the health effects, not just the privacy effects of 5G, because 5G is the enabling base technology for smart cities to be able to track you and everything that you do so they can apply social credits to you. This is already being talked about by Google. And so that aspect of it, the privacy aspect of it, the control aspect of it, that is absolutely not debatable. And I don't think it's really debatable when you look at the health issues either. People have studied this for a long time, already raising a lot of concerns about the health and the radiation. And it's already a high enough intensity as designed that people in Brussels and in Switzerland are saying it's too high. We don't allow radiation that high. In the U.S. they do. They allow stuff that is, you know, way, way higher than we allow here in Europe. But that's another story. But then it gets even worse. Because the way the 5G works is it multiplexes. You have multiple antennas, and it has, they have to put antennas everywhere because it has to operate direct line of sight. And in order to make it effective, they will multiplex from one user to the other very quickly. So they will focus multiple antennas for a brief period of time. Multiple antennas will be focused on you. And then they'll switch over to somebody else. And then they'll switch over to somebody else. And they'll come back to you again. It's that type of thing. And so when it's focused on you, you're getting a high-intensity beam. But the fact that these things can be focused, the fact that they operate at a frequency level on the upper end that is already being used for crowd control, you don't think that's a weapon? Well, let me give you another example of a weapon. DARPA is seeking militarized microbes to spread genetically modified bacteria. Nothing to see here. Move on. No problem, right? DARPA, the people who gave us the first autonomous car competition, they were the ones who started all this autonomous car stuff, right? Then they did another one with autonomous killer robots. And now I guess we could say we got autonomous killer microbes. You know, the same people who are very proud of the fact that with hundreds of millions of dollars, they're going to be able to read your mind, read your memory, and selectively erase parts of your memory and then selectively implant new memories of things that you don't have. Now these people are working for militarized microbes and they're going to set up a contest for that. And they've also teamed up with Raytheon. As this one article from SHTF Plan points out, this sounds like it comes straight out of a dystopian science fiction story. I'm going to tell you more about this tomorrow because I'm out of time. But I'm telling you, I'm looking at this and I'm seeing a connection with the so-called accident that happened in Tulane a couple of years ago. I'm very concerned about this. You ought to be as well. I tell you what, DARPA, we got to shut that place down. We got to shut them down. That's it for the broadcast.